What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show's rolling in the DealsNinD.com studios for Thursday. We've got Trudy, Mark, Brandon, Zooves, and
you.
Zooves, and you,
yeah. And me. I should say that Facebook Live, well, I mentioned the Drew and Mike store first. There's show merch available at DrewandMikeStore.com. And Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. This week's it's all about the latest LED technology with Next Lights, Next Light Megas for $10.50, Science Raging Kales for $4.50, Fluent Spiders for $13.50.
Great deal.
And the all-new Gravitas 17E for only $1,250. Mention the podcast for a free shirt with any light purchase.
Oh,
it's t-shirt time. At GrowGreen on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at GrowGreenMI.com. Weirdo, when you're all set to go one way and then something sort of turns you in the other direction, but that just happened because I was reading about the guy that was arrested for supplying Mac Miller with drugs before his overdose. And, you know, this story's going on with Tyler Skaggs of the California Angels, because he overdosed on fentanyl and oxymorphone and oxycodone and alcohol.
Is it the same dealer?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Are you saying that Tyler Skaggs dealt drugs?
Maybe Mac Miller's... No, I'm saying Mac Miller's drug dealer worked for the Angels, maybe. Maybe that's the connection. Huh. No, just kidding. But I think it's my response to it that's intrigued me. I intrigued myself. It's almost like being moved by your own...
You're self-intrigued.
Your own greatness. Yeah. It's not quite as large as... The large S is not quite there, but it's close. Because I saw this, and I had the same reaction to Tyler Skaggs. Oh, he's going to get it anyway. Almost like, why are you going to go after that guy when... And you know, honestly, if a guy dealing fentanyl is arrested, it really doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm not saying don't do that or don't go after those people. I'm just sort of in my brain, I think I'm going, these guys are going to get it anyway. But then I sort of, I don't know why, but I equated it to guns. Like, you know, somebody wants a gun, doesn't seem like they're going to get it.
Well, yeah, sure. We just saw that.
And I'm not trying to, believe me, I don't want to start that discussion again.
Oh, please do. Give out your email address.
Aren't is there something similar about opioids and guns in that respect, that the bad guy, I mean, I know it's an old discussion, but I just, comparing it to opioids, I just thought was sort of.
Drugs aren't the answer.
Yeah,
in my own brain.
They both seem like they're just endless supplies.
They're fun. They're a blast. Everyone loves using them and enjoying them. Yeah.
They
Somebody's too. Making a whole lot of money
they're
selling.
Addictive.
Yeah, and people that really want one are really going to get one.
They're a lifestyle.
I guess I didn't break any new ground.
Although Walmart, it's like Walmart listened to the podcast because they're restricting bullets.
Don't connect Walmart to the podcast, please.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, they're not selling ammo.
Oh,
right.
And they're not going to sell guns.
Ooh, I dodged a bullet there.
But it was
Alaska anymore.
It's the Chris Rock thing. They're adapting the Chris Rock idea.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. You know, Walmart's funny. I think it was the NRA that said, that's not going to make anyone safer. Like right out of the box.
So don't try. Don't even try.
I think Walmart, honestly, people like Walmart, aren't they just going, we don't want to be part of this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think Walmart. It's funny because you almost get stuck, like you're trying to make a statement like, we believe these ammo combinations we're selling and all this, we're contributing to the problem and we're not going to do it anymore. And I don't think they're really saying that.
We're going to restore the Second Amendment, dirt bag.
No, they just
saying, we just want to be the fuck out of this.
Well, they make a hard stand after it was a Walmart that was shut up in El Paso, and they've had other incidents for like that whole week.
Well, they kind of looked at what happened at Dick's Sporting Goods and knew what the reaction would be. So
they also said they're going to stop selling handguns in Alaska. And I was like, so? And then it was pointed out that they don't sell handguns at Walmart.
Thanks for the podcast.
You just said that, really?
I did. Oh, I did. Fuck. I said they're going to stop selling handguns in Alaska.
I quit.
I didn't say it was the last state they sold them in.
Now, it seems like there are fewer people in Alaska, so wouldn't it be a place where handguns, everybody should have one, right? Shouldn't they, up there?
Yeah.
Moose being what they are?
From my cold, dead hands.
I would think Alaska would be a place you probably might want to be armed. But this is really, I hate saying this, but, you know, for Walmart, isn't it sort of like, well, now that's happened to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
We don't mind supplying half the world with whatever they want, but now that's happened to us. I mean, isn't it a little, you know, I'm not going to criticize Walmart, and I'm not going to criticize people who criticize Walmart, but it just does seem a little interesting that it happens in a Walmart, and all of a sudden it's different. But when it happened anywhere else, when it happened at, you know, to a bunch of six-year-olds,
right,
that didn't really rattle them too much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not yet.
Oh, interesting.
And they don't pull the trigger. You know, I don't want to get this whole thing confused, which it seems there's no way not to do that.
Yeah. David Call Jr. says, it could have been Walmart.
It was Walmart.
Perfectly crystallizes it.
Yes. Like, that could have been me.
Did you see the celebrity, it could have been me, today?
There's been a lot of them lately.
We have not talked about, and I'm fascinated by the story, the boat fire in California.
Oh boy.
Like, it's just so sad and awful, but it's really...
God, yeah.
The situation is just really weird, but Rob Lowe, it could have been Rob Lowe.
I saw
he's
that.
He's been on that boat many times.
That could have been me.
I did see that.
Why did he feel like he had to pop up?
He was really expressing empathy to the families, which I guess is nice, but it's a fine line saying that, hey, I've been on that boat versus... could have been me.
It really bothers me that celebrities get all these points for, you know, all the I hope that Kevin Hart is okay. and they end up in the news like, friends of Kevin Hart on Twitter.
Well, the dumbest, I mean, we've talked about the dumbest.
Rock, I mean, so what? I mean, they're just going to just type something out. Or maybe their publicist does it. I don't know. I don't know. These people control their Twitter.
You know, the dumbest example.
Who cares?
Of that.
Can't we just assume all their friends want them to get better?
Of course they do.
And then if someone says, I don't want Chris Rock to get better, that's in the news. That's part of the story.
One competing comedian. I hope he dies. I hope he never walks again. The worst example of that, though, is still John Cryer's tweeting about Pete Davidson.
What did John Cryer say again?
He was on the beat. He said, I talked to somebody backstage at SNL. Pete is there and doing okay or something.
Yeah, now he wasn't there.
He wasn't. He was quoting somebody else.
Malibu, Lakeside, or Oceanside home, I'm sure.
Why would anyone go to John Cryer for any kind of information?
I know why he inserted himself in that foolishness.
Because he cares.
Oh, okay.
I suppose.
Pete Davidson. Oh.
What?
I don't know.
Did they break up yet?
No. We know the next girl that's going to break up. We know who the next chick that's going to break up with Pete Davidson is, but she hasn't done it yet. And I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
It does happen.
You hope in the future he's okay.
Just follow John Cryer's Twitter.
Hope he wants to stay on this earth.
Has any relationship ever worked with you?
No!
Oh, boy, so close. NFL action. Actually, as people are hearing this, they will probably have watched the Bears and Packers, or they may have, and maybe they won some money on my bookie.
Yeah.
Because it's a new season.
Which way to go with that game?
Antonio Brown.
Green Bay Packers. You like the Packers?
Is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Antonio Brown fined $54,000, by
the
way.
Not happy about it either, is he?
What's wrong with it? You know, how can you root for that guy? Is he not the biggest flipping jerk?
There's something about him that I like. I don't know what it is, Drew.
His personality?
His play on the field?
His play on his
play on the field's great. No,
I hate using this word, his swagger. I kind of like that.
What's wrong with that?
Throwing furniture off his balcony?
Well, not that, but he's more than just that guy.
Refusing to play without his special helmet that everyone else is playing with?
He's concerned about his career in his head. That's good.
I think he's a bit self-involved.
The last episode,
a whole lot self-involved.
The last episode of Hard Knocks, he went to a high school game. You know, a couple guys showed up. I forget what the big high school is out there, and the kids went apeshit for him.
Sure, they did. I'm sure if Ezekiel Elliott went to a high school, they'd go apeshit for him too. And he signed today, 6 years, $90 million,
$50 million guaranteed.
Nice. Yeah, he came out real good.
I know he won that whole thing.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
Wonder why he did so much better than Le'Veon Bell.
God, that's a great question. Younger, less usage?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Does he get that many more yards than Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, I think he's way better than Le'Veon Bell.
No, I mean, made some glory hole.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell gets a lot of receiving yards. He gets a lot of rushing yards. I mean, he's just a
so Zeke
all around. Yeah, I don't know what the how the numbers compare, but I'm sure the usage difference is significant. But
Cowboys butts drive me nuts.
I mean, he's no Singletary. That's what you have the my bookie bet on. What's his first?
Man, that is a lock, huh? Lock.
Oh boy.
I'm
How many yards
you.
Does he have to get?
He has to get 350. Now he's the featured back.
It is a lock.
Who's he play for?
Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo. Okay. It is a lock.
It is a lock. Because when I placed the bet, Shady McCoy was still number one. Well, they cut Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
No, were people surprised they cut him, by the way?
Not entirely. Did you hear why Shady went to Kansas City instead of, I guess he's from California?
I don't know.
He claimed the fit was better in California. I think the Chargers or somebody wanted him out there.
Yeah.
But and they're a much better team. Not by much. Well, the Chiefs are pretty good. But one of the big reasons was the taxes in California versus the Missouri taxes.
Okay.
It's nice that a player's thinking that way.
Well, you can bet on a lot of these things in MyBookie. They got better bonuses, more prop bets than any other sports book. Period. And
what percent of the adult population do you think will gamble on the NFL this season? It's a new survey that came out.
Of the adult
today.
Population?
Yeah.
Of the adult population. I'm going to say.
Yeah, because it's, you know, they give a number of Americans.
I'm going to say 8%.
15.
15. Wow.
15% of the adult population. 38 million Americans.
How many people are going to be betting live in game? Because you can do that on MyBookie.
I know one. Yeah.
Every NFL game. We've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. You fantasy guys, you can even bet the over under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
What are you, an odds maker?
Up to $1,000 $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew. Visit MyBookie online today. It's MyBookie. Don't forget to use the promo code Drew, DREW, when creating your account to claim the bonus. Read the rules. Bet, win. Get
Drew?
Paid. MyBookie.
Mm-hmm. Answer to Gina Marie Massey, yes.
Trudy. Why are you Dreamweaver? I'm going to find some my bookie bets for you.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can bet on the next pope. You can bet on, there's a lot of Trump prop bets, too.
Trudy wants to bet on the next pope.
I don't care about that, but not that there's, you know, not that the pope's, like, it's just not. Sterling out.
Dwayne's Dreamweavering, and he's a top fan, allegedly. Jeez.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, they are.
Oh boy! So Andy Dick. Oh, do we have any more cameos?
We do not.
No, we do not. Because I was thinking we should get one from Andy Dick.
Oh, you are.
Oh, you
might be a way.
So, huh?
Might be a way to.
Yeah, you're thinking about it. I'm thinking.
Well, if
Andy
we can't
Dick
get him on the if we
I don't
can't
think
get him
Andy
on the phone,
Dick wants to do a cameo for us.
I don't think so either. I think we're being snubbed.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's
I'm
been
appalled.
Many, many days that he has skipped over the cameo that we purchased.
What?
Yes.
Drew, I'm flummoxed, and I asked Brandon, I said, did you even put the Drew and Mike show on there? He said, yep.
Yeah.
Wait, we're in trouble with Andy Dick?
That's what it feels
That's
like.
That's impossible.
No, let me see if he's been doing them.
Yes, he has. I've seen them. Long ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way to spoil your own.
Well, it wasn't
surprise.
that big of a guess.
Well, maybe he expected that we'd get him a gig here quicker or something.
He's the one not responding, allegedly.
That's just a bag.
He's ghosted us before.
I know. I'm guessing and I'm hoping that he's just that far behind because he has so many cameos to do.
Well, that's possible. The other thing is
it's been a week.
He may not really want to talk about what happened in New Orleans.
Well, that's fine. Tell us.
I know, that's okay. I know.
Well,
I wish you would.
I bet that whole thing is still actionable.
I don't know. Trudy, I don't know I don't know what it is. It was alleged that he did something to this guy. Yeah. It certainly was not worthy of what happened to him. Well, I'm not going to say what's worthy of or not worthy of, but.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm bummed.
I know.
He'll come around.
I agree.
He'll be back.
I agree.
Yeah.
Our last ghosting was a couple years.
Whoa.
Took a long time. Yeah,
not good.
I'm talking to him quite a bit.
I also feel like we're being ghosted by Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that. Yeah,
he just had his birthday yesterday too. It was a perfect excuse to call him.
It was a fluky kind of thing.
Are pretty amazed Charlie Sheen actually made it to another birthday. That's huge. That's a huge accomplishment for him.
He's made quite the comeback.
What is he doing, by the way? Because, you know, I agree. We're all fortunate that he seems to be going in the right direction. But I haven't seen a lot of him lately. And I was thinking about him because that's his brother who is saying you have to be hard to be on stage. Yeah. That's Emilio, isn't it?
Yeah.
It always makes me think of Charlie.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
So Charlie most recently has broken his silence about his sobriety, about being sober now.
Okay, to say.
He gave an interview with Jay Leno. What is Jay Leno doing now? Oh, Jay Leno's Garage. It's a pretty good show.
It's a TV show.
I want Jay Leno to kiss my ass.
It is?
Again,
it's not bad.
He looks boring to me.
Well,
Trudy, I'd be dreamweaving right with you.
I thought the Detroit one was pretty good.
He has this insistence on wearing denim shirts as well. So is the guy on TMZ. Doesn't lay, today, yeah, by the way,
denim on denim.
Denim shirts.
Trudy took a lot of exception to the TMZ fill-in for Harvey
co-host
today.
Whoever that guy is.
With the really tall hair.
Hair is ridiculous.
Yeah. Denim shirt, which she pointed out, and I totally agreed.
Buttoned all the way up.
That's
the
look now, though.
I know, but it looks like it's very cartoony.
Trudy, what are those glasses he has?
He's got little
clear
sort of
frames,
Harry Potter round glasses.
Oh, what a turd.
Those are the glasses
that
when you go in and go, I need to look really intelligent, they bring those glasses out, don't they?
Yes.
Doesn't it seem like Jeff Goldblum wears them, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah,
and
he
I
does.
Love Jeff Goldblum, but yeah. I think he's smart enough to pull it off.
Right.
I think they brought them out for him. He didn't even ask.
So you can get those at Dr. Yaldo's office, I bet, too, that make you look super smart, even if you're not, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a real idiot wear those glasses.
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of them. Well, how about the guy on TMZ?
Well, that's a good point. I don't think he's an idiot, though. I don't know if he has a right to wear those glasses. I don't think he's earned that.
No more glasses for you.
He wasn't really making big waves in his conversation there either.
He wasn't.
Like really just going along with everything and along with
Does anybody watch TMZ significantly at all? Because
no.
I just want to see if anybody notices. When Harvey's gone, those guys are a little lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just something really missing.
Yeah, he's really the guy who kind of introduces a controversy and
I think he's very
has a different opinion and has the balls to say it.
I think he's very comfortable. I think those people sort of moved into the limelight very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure
that they're worthy.
Well, I don't know. I'm always amazed, like, you know, when Charlie and ML started doing a podcast, I was like, oh, I know these guys will be great. And honestly, they both were kind of like, you know, a little bit off balance, I think a little nervous, working really hard, wanting to make sure it was good. And I was sort of surprised, but then I realized, well, they've never done this exactly. You know, they're in a business where you edit everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm always blown away when people just plunge into something like that and they just kill it, as those two did. You know, Eli and Denny have done a lot of radio.
Yeah. They've
done a lot of TV together. You know, you got power with two people, too, and then you had Bob Page.
They really are. They were really professional, too, you would think.
Yeah, they are. No, they're extremely professional.
I told you before, I was when I filled in when Brandon was
I love killed, lesbians.
Eli's internal clock was pretty amazing to watch.
I love watching women's golf.
Yeah, he's got a very good sense and
timing, yeah.
Get your freaking finger out of my asshole, buddy.
Okay, well.
Wait, did I say? Won't be hearing. The game is.
Yeah,
Thursday
I knew.
Yeah, okay. I was a little ahead of myself there. Sorry about that.
I keep thinking today's Thursday, too. So does Zoos. We were talking about it earlier, which is weird because we didn't work Sunday. So.
Yeah, they'll be talking about football season, though. You sure to that?
Mm-hmm.
And before we get too far away from Cameo, since we mentioned it with Andy, I just wanted to show you a couple new ones that I saw today.
Buy that one. Buy that one immediately.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Jimmy King, former Fab Five member, better known as Jimmy Jam. I'm excited to give a shout out to the special people in your life.
When did it become
so
Jimmy Jam? I never knew that.
Just now.
Morning, noon, and night, 24 hours a day.
Did you ever heard that?
Another guy named Jimmy Jam.
Is he in Royal Oak, by the way, judging by that background?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Did he
live on Washington?
Maybe he might.
The condos in Washington?
Could, yeah, he could.
Sorry. I just doxed him.
I think he is. think he's self-anointed himself Jimmy Jam.
Good.
I've never
I second
heard
it. He's a record producer named Jimmy Jam, right?
We're calling him Jimmy Jam.
Well, Jimmy Jam is $55 if anybody's interested.
Why?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Jam.
Here's the next one here. Let me just...
Oh, no.
What?
Hello, fans. This is Iván Pocho Rodríguez, MLB Hall of Famer. In a 2003 World Series champ.
Pudge.
Book me at Cameo at Cameo.com. Huh? See you there.
Is he back on roids? Look how much bigger he is now.
He looks big.
Yeah, he looks big again.
And it's nice of him to wait before his food gets there because he's doing it at a restaurant.
What is
he obviously placed an order.
I'm going to guess he's charging too much.
He is charging $100.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad for Pudge.
Not
bad.
No, it's not that bad.
No, here's today's headliner. Let me just reset it here.
I thought he was already
I'm here because anytime you want to get a great personal message about your birthday, about your wedding, about your life, about your love, about anything, just come to Cameo. I'm right here.
They just don't make him mad, huh?
I'm here because
smash! Lou Ferrigno.
Good for you, Lou. That's it? Those are only three new ones?
That I know of, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of new ones, but who knows who these
people
are? Pull
the list. Pull the list. I'm sure there's somebody stupid that Drew will recognize.
Let's see.
I think...
No, none of those people.
None of these people.
Well, the former athletes are really... I think they need revenue streams.
Why, though?
A lot of athletes do. Well, you know, they make a lot of money signing stuff. When you think about being a professional athlete and it's all over...
The Lady of...
It's really kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the peak of your life is clearly over.
And you're 27.
Or you're... 30. Yeah. No, true. I was thinking like 40, but most of them are 27, 30.
You know any of these people, Mark?
None of them. None of them.
Yeah.
I don't know who any of these losers are.
The other day, I was going through the list because I wanted to purchase some cameos for Drew, and it was really, really hard. I was spending a long time just sifting through everybody.
I feel like the Cameo family's getting too big.
It is getting too big.
Well, honestly, if you want to buy one, you're scrolling through it. It's hard to find. It's hard to find what you want.
I don't usually like to predict these things.
Bobby
but
Valentine, there's one we recognize, the former manager.
Yeah. Does anyone think Cameo will be a phase and it'll be kind of over in a couple years?
Like Dial-A-Star,
for sure. Yeah.
It's
better than Dial-A-Star.
I don't know.
It's better.
It'll last.
I think it'll last because a lot of these stars are making big, big, big dollars doing this. Like, we booked Bam the other day. We heard Bam's tribute to Mags there. He had done 15 of them that day along with yours.
It's the new version of an autograph.
But that stuff plays out, though. It goes.
I kind of think it will. I'm going to say it's going to cool off.
I think it's a product of the economy, too. The economy's going great. People are spending money on dumb shit like that.
You're right.
That's true. We have become really spoiled about the economy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really spoiled. Really spoiled. I'm not ready for a downturn.
I know.
I don't want it. No.
Hey, did you guys see the Free Press story about the couple who won a half a mil?
Yes. Yeah. And they got busted?
And they got busted on home invasion. 3 years ago, they won the lottery, $500,000. And now they're in jail, basically, for home invasion, and I guess they
never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
So they did that before they won the half a million?
They were like on their last dime, basically. She goes in, rolls in, buys a lottery ticket. They win $500 million. They take the happy...
500,000 or 500
million? No, 500,000, yeah.
Okay.
They take the happy picture with the check. There it is.
Oh, my.
Looking pretty happy, right?
Could she have dyed her hair before the picture?
Yeah, and this is them. There's their mugshots.
Yeah, boy.
I wonder what they used it for.
Oh, her hair's more grown out. She's almost closer to one color.
And they don't look all that great now.
So. No, they don't look so happy.
Not so happy.
But they still have their $500,000. I mean, how long are they going to be put away?
Oh, no, they spent it all. That's why they had to rob somebody. That's why they were caught.
They blew through their half a million in winnings?
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rain Friday on a home invasion and possession of burglary tools.
How long ago did they win the half million?
3 years ago.
Okay, so I'm going to guess they took the money all at once.
Probably.
It's amazing how they got accustomed to that lifestyle so quickly.
They probably got 180,000 out of the 500,000.
Yeah, I guess it'd be maybe
really
less.
Really, why that little? I mean,
50% for
over
taxes.
30 years.
50% for taxes, 50%. And then they charge for taking the lump sum.
Everyone always says 50%. Is it really that much in that bracket?
Maybe not
2%,
500 grand. You'd get 25,000 over 20 years or 20,000 over. I don't know how many years it is, but it's a lot.
I mean,
doesn't say if they took the lump sum. Why
no,
do I
not,
care?
Not
by
the
way,
free press, but it's.
I don't know.
I just think they took the lump sum, and they thought they were. They probably thought they were a lot richer than they were.
Yeah. I know.
Because they took the lump sum, got whaled on by taxes. Then, like, we're idiots. Like, I need a new car, and we should go to Cabo.
And I hit the Powerball.
Definitely went to Cabo.
I think that money was gone fast, but. I'm surprised they didn't buy more lottery tickets.
They're under investigation for 13 home invasions. So yeah, they've been on hard times for a little while, I guess.
Well, they certainly earned some goodwill, and I'm sorry that.
Yeah. Save it for Dateline Tuesday.
Oh my! Dateline. Where are they from?
Bay City.
Bay City. Okay.
It's like against the law or something.
Trudy, is it a little hot down here?
Yes.
It is. Can you do this? I want to call Andy Dick after the commercials.
Oh,
I'm really, really bummed.
Oh, shit.
I need to talk to Andy Dick.
Yeah, well, if you've been waiting for the best time to get out of your lease early, your prayers have been answered because your time has come. Right now, our first and original podcast sponsor,
yes,
Zot Ford and Holly, is pulling people ahead in their leases up to 6 months early. Early!
Wow.
Whoa. With no penalties. You heard right, Zot Ford.
No way.
Get you out of your current lease.
Feeling the pressure.
6 months early.
Skip over the line about me not calling Stacy back.
Over your miles, your vehicle hates you like Trudy's house hates her. Or perhaps you're just ready for a fresh, shiny new whip. Regardless, Anthony Gabara, Gary, Jessica, Dan, or any member of the hottest sales
and Stacy,
staff in Oakland
so you can
County
skip over that line.
Is okay. Wait, she is right.
She's not named in that section of people. She's named later because they're trying to shame me into calling her.
Oh, is that it?
I know Gabara's up to
a lot of machinery going on in the background of this. Anyway, hottest sales staff in Oakland County, standing by, ready to snatch you out of your old turdmobile and send you home in the lovely new Ford of your dreams. Matter of fact, okay, this is the line you want me to drop.
No, you can read
it. If Stacy could get Fellhauer to call her back, she would.
Someone else call her for me?
Fancy fresh Ford today. Go surf their massive inventory and spectacular deals at dealsinthed.com. Galdo, too? True?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so question, why is the Drew and Mike podcast like getting state-of-the-art eye surgery from Dr. Yaldo?
Why?
Open your eyes!
Is it because we're both number one in our respective categories? I think the answer is there.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Is it the convenience because you can listen to us whenever you want, just like you get precision vision 24/7 without having to reach for your glasses or any of the other stuff?
Yeah.
That, too. Or is it because we both tell it like it is?
Yes.
Yeah, all of it.
Sure. We don't batter you with ads and promos like radio does. Wait a minute. And Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you.
Yes.
Hey, Eli. Doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. There's a lot of noise out there about low-priced LASIK, but then you go there and you find out what the real price is. Dr. Yaldo promises to beat any LASIK offer you get. For those 45-plus with reading issues, listener Dave writes,
yes,
I went for my one-year checkup after getting multifocal lens implants last year. I have 2015 vision, both near and far. Better than perfect. Get the best and pay the least. Evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
Yes.
Well, that should be easy enough.
Have I mentioned lately that I hate Twitter?
Oh, no.
Oh, you do?
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Oh, I hate Twitter. You know that. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, sometimes you like it, though.
Once in a while.
You crave its attention.
Once in a while. Yeah, if you get lots of likes or whatever, suppose. But I think one of the things I hate about Twitter is people trying to outrage each other.
Yes.
By being the maddest or, you know, saying the most outrageous thing or just framing something in a way that makes you feel the outrage.
I was outraged.
So I'm just. Because I'm just slow the last few days, I just was checking Twitter while Trudy was reading the commercials, and I pop up on Jim Carrey, and...
Oh, boy.
What now?
Why did you go there?
What did he paint now?
I'm not even going to describe his painting. I like his kind
of
like
it really
painting,
is?
Though. I like the colors. Aren't the colors nice in that?
Oh, yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, they're kind of good, but...
Whoa, you're angry.
I don't think I want a painting of a $100 bill being dipped in blood, though. which is what the painting is of.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Jim Carrey says, 10,000 gun deaths in 2019 and the year's far from over. What Osama bin Laden did to us was terrible, but he doesn't hold a candle to Mitch McConnell. So Mitch McConnell shoot all those people? If Mitch McConnell did something?
Thanks a lot, bin Laden.
Would there be...
Sounds like Jim needs a job.
100 gun deaths? No. And you know, I'm not happy with the whole gun thing either. Maybe not the same reasons as Jim Carrey, but
you don't
I don't like. No, I just don't like that we're not doing better. I feel like we should be doing better. To compare Mitch McConnell and Osama bin Laden, I don't know.
Be more funny.
I think he's just trying to be the outrage king. Yeah. So then I scroll down because I'm like, what else is here? Alyssa Milano.
Oh boy.
I know some of you dislike me.
Oh, I read that one.
But understand, I'm fighting for you too.
No, you don't need to fight for us.
That you might be free to be you. That you might not have to work so hard to put food on the table.
Sorry, not sorry.
What a hero.
That you can control your own destiny free from discrimination. That you can live. Just live. Big heart.
What?
How clever does she
think? Did anyone order a hero?
on Who's the Boss?
Social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway.
It's just so obnoxious. You're not doing anything for me.
Stop being so noble.
Is she going to have her big meeting with Ted Cruz? Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. You think they're going to have that meeting?
I was disappointed.
Sounds like a blast. I'm glad she's demanding it be streamed live so I can't watch. so I don't watch.
I can't imagine anything I would rather not watch streamed live.
I gotta tell you.
Oh my God, Ted Cruz and Alyssa Milano streamed live. Ted Cruz and Alyssa Milano streamed live!
Who would you rather nail?
I am not a fan of Ted Cruz, but won't he just wipe the floor with her?
Well, if he doesn't, he's done then, isn't he?
I think she'll be very emotional, I predict.
Trudy, you're right. He's kind of putting a lot on the line there, because if he does lose, boy, is he cooked.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's back it. To Canada.
Texas will not let that happen.
The Hall Financial Hotline. Yeah, I was just going to... Brandon, we're in sync, buddy. Hall Financial. If you want to refi and save money, go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, as so many did last month. Wow, they had a great month last month. Congratulations to Hall Financial. And Jess, the sheriff.
She did a lot of work.
The sheriff even threw us a compliment.
Again?
I know.
Wow, geez.
It seems incredible. David All and the gang, saving you money, 248-308-5000. Andy Dick. Will he answer?
No way.
I don't think so.
No way.
I hope so, but...
Better chance of Ted Cruz and Alyssa Milano streaming a debate.
This cameo thing's got me a little rattled. I don't think I said anything weird on the last message.
No.
Do you watch this movie every time you see it on
Jaws?
You go past it in the chair.
I have to stop for a little bit. I do.
Yeah. Favorite part?
Okay. Hey. Thanks for calling. Leave your name and your phone number, and I will call you back. Thank you so much.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Well, then at
least, send him a text.
At least we know that he hasn't heard our message because we helped fill the box. Possibly.
What if he got a new phone?
No way. I don't think so, because that's a new message. It was, I screwed up. Fuck!
Oh no, I messed up. Fuck!
Andy!
Okay. Well, who else is on our... Do we have anybody else we need to call today?
The world's chillest man.
Oh, the guy
I want to talk to him.
Yeah, explain that story.
You want to see the video?
Yeah, sure, I'll watch it.
Oh, damn it, I closed it.
Oh!
I'll get it, just a second.
How about the lady who decided she was going to saran wrap her entire house in case the hurricane?
Is she available?
Now, some people scoffed immediately, but I thought that was not the worst idea I've heard.
I like this out-of-the-box thinking people are doing lately. The ice cubes in the ocean, and
that's a little
ridiculous.
The
Navy with the boats going the opposite direction of the hurricane?
But people winterize their windows, right? They put plastic over it.
And their boats.
Put plastic around the whole house.
Yeah.
Shrink wrap it.
Yeah.
How would you react during an armed robbery? Few would ever be as calm as this bar patron, who just continued casually smoking his cigarette and drinking his drink, despite the fact that an armed robber was pointing a gun right at him. It would be a terrifying moment for anyone. An armed robber carrying a shotgun enters a bar. You can see the patrons who've dropped to the floor. It happened inside a bar in St. Louis. But check out this guy. He calmly takes a sip of beer as everyone around him dives for cover under the bar. Then he looks at his phone as if he doesn't have a care in the world. He's being called the world's chillest man. The gunman sticks his rifle into the guy's side and grabs for his phone, but the unfazed dude isn't having it. And as the gunman points the gun directly at him, he calmly lights a cigarette. So who is the guy? His name is Tony Tovar, and he says he remains calm because, quote, I just had a really good feeling. He wasn't out to harm anybody.
Oh, my God.
The suspect who was taken into custody
reportedly left. They've changed his name. Now he's Mr. Cool.
Yeah?
And they interviewed him on Inside Edition. There he is. I mean, he looks pretty cool.
Sensation as well, let's call him. Why don't we call him before we play the interview?
Sometimes you just have to stand up to punks like that.
Tony Tovar just nonchalantly sat there, lighting up a cigarette as his favorite neighborhood bar was robbed.
So this is your bar. This is your home bar, and you weren't going to let anybody push you around in there. That's absolutely correct.
Tovar looked cool as a cucumber as the other patrons at Beerman's Bar in St. Louis followed the robber's orders and hit the deck.
He puts the barrel of that gun into your rib cage. What's going through your mind? He was reaching for my phone at the same time, so what was going through my mind is, no, this is not going to happen.
The bar's surveillance video shows the 57-year-old master mechanic grabbing his phone back after the bad guy tries to take it. The surveillance video is
He doesn't want that robber to get his nudes.
He actually asked me, I need the money out of your wallet. I just said, I got $2 in my wallet, and that's for my next beer. I actually told him, hey, since you're back there, get me a beer. He looked at me and says, no, get your own beer.
After taking money from other patrons, the robber forced the bartender to open the cash register. He took all the money, $200 in total. All the while, Tovar just sits there taking it all in.
Tovar, stop
him. His advice for anyone else who finds themselves in a similar situation, don't do what he did.
If you don't want to get hurt and you're not sure, comply.
The bar is kind of like the bar in the classic TV sitcom Cheers.
Are they just trying to stretch this into a full God bless you, by the way. Are they trying to stretch this into a long piece?
So what do the other patrons think of their drinking buddy?
All right, let's just call him. Yeah. I don't need to hear these people.
Jeez, Tovar.
Do that special.
I'm going to try his work first because it's still in his operating hours. So.
Huh. Was this yesterday?
A couple of days ago.
Mr. Cool.
Mr. Cool, or is he the world's chillest man? I don't know which to call him.
Tony?
Do you request Tom Petty?
Yeah. Clearly, Drew.
Hello?
Hello?
Is Tony there?
Tony?
Mr. Cool?
Huh?
The world's chillest man?
Tony Tovar?
Who's this?
It's the Drew and Mike show.
Drew and Mike?
Yeah, show.
What station is that?
It's in Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all this stuff has kept him from doing his job.
Did you fire him?
No, I didn't fire him.
It's a good...
I'm scared to fire him, okay?
Yeah, why? I'll just sit there and smoke.
Okay, well, hold on a second. He's out in the shop. I'll call him into my office.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, hang tight.
I thought we were in trouble.
You're a comedian. I'm available. Hold on a second.
I like that guy.
Boy, Dick gave us the third degree.
Hey.
That's a good boss.
That's his gig, yeah.
Got to make sure Tony does all his work.
Oh, God. This is a fake version, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, these are terrible, aren't they?
This is Gary Portnoy's original Cheers theme. Who the hell's Gary Portnoy? Let's try this one.
No,
fake, right?
Yeah, the piano sounds off.
Making your way. I think it's Gary Portnoy again. Let's try this one.
Not Portnoy.
Hold on, I got one I wanted to try. I think this is the real one.
Making your way in the world today. It sounds like the same guy.
Portnoy again.
Which one do you have, Brandon?
I think this is the real one.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's much better.
It's pretty cool.
think the world today thinks everything you've got.
Oh, great acoustics.
Wait, where's the microphone?
This is a Tony YouTube.
Is this Tony?
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Wow.
Wait, you don't answer to Mr. Cool?
No, he's too cool.
No, I'm actually in my boss's office and he's staring at me funny.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Well, he's
but
a
you're
comedian,
not
an, though. He's cool.
How about
with
you
it.
Call my cell phone?
Be cool.
We can call your cell
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, we'll call
what's
your cell
the
phone.
All right.
I've got work to do, so I'll be busy for a little minute.
Oh. But your boss thought he seemed cool with us.
Yeah, but my hands are all greasy. I'm standing here surprised. I got a customer in here waiting on her.
Sounds a little calm and esque. Okay, Tony.
Yeah, call back in a little bit.
Okay.
Right. When's your break?
Now you sound stressed.
No problem. Uh-huh. Sorry, Tony, I'm sorry about that.
No problem. It's not an issue. It's just if I didn't have customers sitting here waiting,
I get
it.
It'd
be no big deal.
It's okay. We'll call you back.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Tones. You. See ya.
Doesn't that customer know he's the world's chillest man?
I guess not.
Yeah. He's really chill there, man.
Anytime somebody says I'm with a customer, I get immediately, I'm triggered from the Coleman,
or Gary
the Coleman call.
I'm with the customer.
What the hell?
Man, he was
want?
Mad.
He was hot.
What the hell do you want?
What the hell do you want?
Gary, why are you hanging up on us?
Because you are in Detroit. I can't sell you a car. And besides that, you're bothering me on my job. I'm with a customer. This is my job. This is what I like. This is what I do. Don't ask me no questions. Don't call here no more. And I mean that.
Go
if you want some trouble, call here again.
I don't. What do you mean? What the?
Why are you sending me, you brat? You miserable little tyke. You ungrateful bastard. How do you like that?
What a brat.
What is he going to do? Beat me up?
Yeah. He's going to sue you for calling him to ask him about Saturn's warranty. You know? I mean, I wanted to ask him about it. You know, it's a different kind of a system, right. Thank God. It's all computerized. There's new threads. I wanted to know about the car.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
How long has Gary Coleman been gone?
Oh, my God. A decade.
Is Todd Bridges the last person standing from that show? I think
yeah,
he is.
Mr. D's dead.
And the girl,
Garrett,
Dana Plato.
Dana Plato's been gone forever. Mrs. Garrett. Dudley. Is Dudley still alive?
Oh, he could be.
The molester died.
Oh, that's right. The Maytag guy.
Gordon Jump. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah,
thank God.
What?
What? He didn't do it for real, Trudy.
Ridiculous episode that was.
Trudy's happy that Gordon Jump is dead because he played a molester. I love it.
I'll be on the side of a pedophile.
He was also in KRP, wasn't he? Wasn't Gordon Jump in
yeah.
WKRP?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
Was he the station manager?
Yeah.
He was a sales manager or something. Didn't he wear plaid coats? Or was
that was Herb Tarlick.
Okay. I don't know that show that well.
Coleman died in 2010.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Jerk. Scarlett Johansson today.
Oh, boy.
I'm really not sure why. But she came out to say that she believes Woody Allen, and she would work with him anytime.
Oh, she just wants it.
Because she asked
a
him.
Job.
She asked him.
Yeah, she guilty. Asked him. Okay. Yeah, she said they're very pointed conversations with each other.
Did you see the one quote she said?
Which one?
He maintains his innocence.
You know, I hate that phrase because anyone lying will maintain their innocence. Of course they do.
That's what I thought about you when I saw that.
What bothers me about Scarlett Johansson and this defense of him, and Alec Baldwin, too, who just will go to the wall for Woody Allen, is that what we know he did for a fact is bad enough for me. Mm-hmm. He's taking nude pictures of his live-in girlfriend of, what, 15, 17 years?
Yeah.
He's taking nude pictures of her adopted daughter when she was 16 or 15 years old.
In the attic.
Yeah, they were in the creepier. She found him in the attic, didn't she? Or were the pictures taken in the attic? Was that what it was? It's all around. It's a creep fest. It's a total creep fest. And then he marries her.
Mm-hmm.
He starts banging her and marries her.
So it's totally fine then.
And then
weird.
Because it's Woody Allen, all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's Woody and Suji at the next game and their front row seats. Hey, Woody, Suji. I mean, like, it's just the most normal thing.
Woody Allen, oh, that guy is 85 pounds of pure sex.
So much funny stuff. Seriously, how do you do it?
I have a problem with Matt Farley now. He wrote a Woody Allen song.
You don't just direct the films, you write them as well. How do you do it, Woody Allen?
He's got to mention the children.
No, Matt Farley, no, he steers away from controversy.
But a Woody Allen song is controversial in and of itself.
Yeah, but I only because he like he'll only write about the song, funny the movies
guy.
He makes.
He's a very, very funny guy, that Woody Allen character.
Is
yes, he is.
Is it really that funny?
My favorite Woody Allen movie.
He's written some good movies.
I don't know. It fluctuates.
For some reason, Hollywood just adores him. I'm not really sure I understand why the adoration. I think he did some good movies, for sure. But why Scarlett Johansson isn't... Seriously, we do know those certain things. We know those things. Those aren't in dispute.
No.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really horrible.
Do you think she doesn't know that because she's referencing the whole molestation...
No, the molestation is the cherry on top.
Yeah, no, for us normal people that don't know Woody Allen or...
You know, the argument...
...need to work with him, but does she not remember all the other stuff?
Oh, I think she knows. I just think she loves Woody Allen. She's been in a couple of his movies.
Yeah, but she doesn't need his money anymore. She has Marvel money, right? So why would you...
No, she doesn't need Woody Allen. He has a movie, though.
Out.
Amazon has elected to drop it.
Yeah,
and it's going to open in Europe, and so I don't know. Maybe she's trying to help him get attention for his movie. But honestly, if somebody was close to you, and all of a sudden their girlfriend of 17 years, or their live-in, or their virtually their spouse had an adopted child that was 15 years old, and that person was taking nude pictures of them, and then they started having sex with them, I would think most people would be. I mean, that would be all they need to know to say. I don't want much to do with that guy.
Yes.
And I also think that there would have been an investigation about that alone.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, his defense of that is that she was actually 18 when they started having sex because her listed age is actually younger than she is because she was adopted from some, and it's like, oh, I see. Okay.
Does that make it that much better? I mean, maybe
first of all,
maybe the lies of the law, but it's still...
I'm not sure I believe it,
wrong.
And I've heard...
Well, no, but I'm just saying if you take him at his word.
Well, I don't take him at his word. And also, the pictures were taken of her before that. Mm-hmm. So he was taking nude pictures. Oh, he's artistic. He's Woody Allen. He's so artistic. Fuck you. He's a fucking creep.
Why does Scarlett Johansson need to say anything?
Because she loves his movies, and she loved being in them.
Okay, but you don't have to say that.
No, that's why
idiot.
It's so silly because, you know, it's kind of like all these people who love Michael Jackson who, you know, he didn't do it because I love his music so much. I mean, because I don't think he did it and I've studied all the talking points. I mean, honestly, doesn't this just get stupid? And I feel the same way every time Alec Baldwin opens his mouth. I don't know why. Okay, we know this happened. But yet we still want to call the other kids liars. Well, they're lying. They're making it up. They're coached by the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dylan is 34, 35 years old.
Yeah.
Pretty outstanding and respected investigative reporter. Why is he going to make that up? Why is the sister going to make it up? I don't think there's... I mean, they seem to suggest there's some
Dylan,
bonus.
You son of a bitch.
There's some great bonus in being molested by Woody Allen. Oh, anybody would love to say they were molested by Woody Allen.
It's like Chappelle. Half of y'all in here have been molested, but only two have been molested by Michael Jackson.
Right.
I just
His
find
take
that,
on that was...
I find that so strange. And then, you know, even if we're just operating in the world of what we do know, what we absolutely know to be true, we also know that he and Jeffrey Epstein were buddies after he got out of prison.
Yeah.
And they were buddies.
And remember, Woody Allen watched the raid, according to the loose-lipped doorman.
Yeah, that's right. But he hung out with Epstein.
All the time.
Some of these dinners.
Where's that big party that everybody showed up to, including Katie Couric?
George Stephanopoulos?
Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
he was at that. He was at other dinners, too, though. There were many, 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 many events that happened. Big dinners and, you know, people were honored there and all this total BS, which is just whatever.
Did you guys, at the risk of thanks for listening to the podcast, did you just talk about the Jeff Epstein thing with ballet schools?
No, that's new today,
tapping Jimmy. Ballet schools for young dancers?
That's brand new today.
And the first thing he wanted to do was like, can you come over and like train me to be a ballet dancer? And first thing I need to do are stretching exercises with my penis.
Well, when she arrived,
Did you make that part up?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I actually synopsized it.
Mr. Okay. Epstein quizzed her on her dance aspirations, promised to buy her new point shoes, and asked her to take part in several sexually charged stretching activities.
What?
Goddamn creep. On her third visit, Mr. Epstein asked for a massage, of course, during which he assaulted her with a sex toy and masturbated.
I mean, he's always chasing people
Stretch!
Around.
Stretch!
And, of course,
dildos.
He implied that your career would be over if you didn't go along. Why would her career be over? What do you have to do with it, Epstein? Afterwards, he gave her $300 and a book, Massage for Dummies.
Yeah, you like that book.
What an ass. This went on for 8 years with her. A dance instructor says the woman she met at a bar in 2006 set her up with Epstein to give private lessons, though when she showed up for them, he did not want to exercise but seemed interested in more bizarre stretching maneuvers. Asked her to massage his testicles because, quote, it helps my flexibility.
So,
the fuck?
I'm like, terrible.
Is this an inside joke with him and Ghislaine?
I told her stretching my testicles, it helped my flexibility.
Do you want to see my balls?
Who gets their testicles massaged? That's not like what hurts.
This guy is so bad. And you know, when you hear that they're assaulting the ballet schools and scouting them for talent. How many places can you scout? How many underage girls does he need? It kind of makes me wonder, was there really something more organized than we already think as far as him procuring for other people? And when you throw in the fact that no one can seem to figure out where he made all this money. By the way,
the new story you and I were talking about before the show with the documents that they're trying to unseal.
Yeah. Before we go there, I just want to mention that someone sent me something about. Wait, is it the Victoria's Secret guy?
Les Wexner.
Mm. Or was it? I'm getting my creeps mixed up. Anyway, they had an experience. It's a bit of hearsay. I'll just say that it was alleged that Les Wexner liked little boys. You heard that too?
Go ahead. What was the rest?
Well, that was really all it was. It was about him apparently having some routine with the bunch of little boys, and really creepy.
Irresponsible speculation back in the day of the Victoria's Secret catalogs that he would put young men in lingerie. Ugh. And those were the earliest, or some of the Victoria's Secret models were.
What ignorant fool.
What is Les
young
Wexner?
Dudes.
Has he commented on his connection to Jeffrey Epstein? Are other people commenting?
He said,
they got nothing on me past 92, tops.
I haven't really heard much about him other than that Epstein managed his money, which is...
Nothing.
What?
I don't know.
He had a lot of money.
In the day, I banged all my secretaries.
Frank. This was, again, speculation. It was this person had a connection, and it was alleged, but it was a bit of hearsay. So I feel a little funny. I don't want to get too deeply into it or say I know what's going on.
I'm not gay.
But these new documents that they're debating right now, and in fact today.
Probably right now.
There's a John Doe who is desperately talking to the judge about having their retaining the John Doe name, I guess, or having their name not released as part of this.
Well, remember, there's 10,000 documents in what's her name?
Virginia, there's a lot of names.
Virginia Roberts. There's over 1,000 names in there, including celebrities.
And they were all immunized for some reason in the previous agreement. Everyone got immunized. Is that part of how he got his money? Did he get money for all of that, for that deal?
I would think that's highly probable.
Seems interesting, doesn't it?
But there's 2,000 of those documents have been released, so there's 8,000 more with 1,000 names in it. But don't you wonder who the one guy is that has the that's really interested in keeping it secret?
If he didn't do anything wrong, then why is he in there anyway?
Who's that dude?
What? We're going to find out.
I have a feeling we're going to know sooner than we would have known if he hadn't wanted to get his name eliminated so badly.
It'll get leaked. Someone
who the fuck is that?
This whole thing is just so hideous.
Alan Dershowitz.
And then there's also the I'm stacking the child molestation stories.
If they name all 1,000 people, can you imagine what a massive story that will be?
Oh yeah, it'll be massive. There'll be a lot of people reading a lot of stuff.
And can you imagine some of the stupid defenses that'll be out there by those people's fans?
Oh yeah, no.
They're already lawyers.
I'm already exhausted by the idea of it.
Working on their defenses right now, too, aren't they?
Probably.
Oh yeah, sure. They all know this.
Put together timelines and the whole thing.
I'm sure a lot of them thought that this was skated that one.
Yeah, especially when he killed himself.
2009. Yeah, no, I don't know that him killing himself was good for anyone in that whole thing.
No. No, it's just because it turns the focus away from him.
I have to say, I'm pretty disappointed in general. You know, the Miami Herald did an incredible thing.
Yeah.
Julie K. Brown and the Herald, the series they came out with, and it was just like one thing on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. It's like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, you know, just when you're done shaking your head over this, New York arrests him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they put up this huge fight, and he was not where he was supposed to be. He flew off to, was it New Mexico or Pedophile Island or wherever, and then he ended up coming back. And I think he thought he was going to get bailed out. Mm-hmm. Wrong. And him not getting bail changed everything. And they fought. Oh, my God. Oh, he's never done anything wrong. Oh, that fake passport. That's because he's Jewish and he travels in the Middle East and it's dangerous. So, of course, he has a fake passport. What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with all these little girls.
What a lie. Is that commonplace? A lot of people have fake passports because they're going.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Just him? He's that important?
Oh, I don't know. That this whole thing is just so disgusting and. For some reason, I just don't think he ever would have said anything. I mean, he took the fifth a billion times the last time, and he expended all this equity to keep all these names immunized, which had to be of some benefit to him, and he still got a great deal. An unheard of deal, a deal that's probably not even legal, as it turns out. But even after all this, after all that great work, after these guards fall asleep, and the video camera doesn't work. Oh, my God. And he's off suicide alert and all that. Still, nothing. How many? Was that a month ago?
Yeah. Well,
nothing's happened. No arrest of her. No arrest of anybody. No charges. Nothing.
Well, I would give. I mean, still pretty early on. They've got
they were
they
working on it
is.
Then. They were already working on it. Oh, and the fact that he was allowed to kill himself was like, what?
Are you saying it's a conspiracy?
No, I'm just saying that. Boy, it sure is something.
Well, it would help if the
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I think anymore. I really don't.
Watch YouTube, guys. Just watch YouTube.
If the union that the prisoner workers are a part of would let them talk to the investigators, that would help. I don't understand what their point is of not letting them be interviewed.
By the way, I didn't realize that when someone something happened in a prison situation with a really high profile prisoner. I didn't realize that the two sleeping guards would just go, I'm not going to talk to anybody. I would have thought they'd have called him right in, and they would have said what happened. And then, they probably go to their union. But that was really interesting how that worked. That I didn't say a word in the ward. Oh, he's transferred. We're not even going to fire him. His fucking high-profile prisoner died. He killed himself after he attempted 3 weeks earlier. How can he not be fired? What do you have to do? Do you have to shoot every inmate to be fired? I'm serious. That's incredible to me.
That is a pretty damning picture, honestly, all of that.
When the first story came out from the Miami Herald, the first story that all this shit happened at his place, and then you keep finding out more as it goes on. And he was on work release from prison, and he hired the guards, and they didn't wear uniforms because you want to be embarrassed. And 16-year-old girls walked in and did this to him and that to him while the guards that he hired, because he's a prisoner, because he molested children, they looked the other way. They didn't do anything. This all went. I mean, that's really hard for me. And every other person was immunized. Every other person involved was immunized. People that did horrible, hideous things. That alone is a lot to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck? What?
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
And the state had a grand jury that had a 53-page indictment already to go. And, I swoop in and take it away from him. And then I just won one count. And
And Access denied.
It's moved, so these girls can't even object to it or show up.
Oh, it was too
late. Make a statement?
It was too late.
Yeah, it was last
minute.
Friday. That's right. Yeah, they couldn't get a hold of
them. Business.
Couldn't get a hold of them.
That's why it's clear John Doe is John Doe's going to be Bill Clinton.
Right? I mean, they make it sound like saving your rent-a-car over the weekend,
right.
You know?
Exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, we tried to get a hold of you, so we rented it out. Sorry. I mean, honestly, it's just almost too much to believe.
Yeah, it's going to make a hell of a movie.
I mean, it just seems that somehow, some way, so much power came down. I mean, that's almost like magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like magic. Poof. And he's out in 2009.
So unbelievable.
And he's doing the same damn thing in New York, and nobody gives a shit.
Well, don't forget about what he did in New Mexico, too, where his ranch was. And there's an interesting story out of New Mexico now where, I don't know, somebody in state government has rescinded his lease of federal land. He had grazing leases.
Slow down.
Which, why would Jeffrey Epstein need grazing leases around his ranch down there when he doesn't have any animals that graze?
I don't know.
Well, the thinking is he wanted more privacy around his pedophile ranch.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
so he leased the land so people couldn't get even closer.
That sure is a mystery.
All right.
10,000 acre ranch, and then he needed more privacy.
Where he was going to knock up all kinds of women, and they were all going to have little baby Epsteins.
Yeah.
My God.
He had them since 93, too.
I think we should this thing just goes on and on. There'll be two news stories tomorrow, two news stories the next day, two new stories the next day. I mean, it's just the most and if people are tired of it, let me know, because this is one of the stories that I just can't find out, and I'm just fascinated. Like, how the fuck did this happen?
Yeah.
How was all – it just seems so implausible to me, and I want to know – don't – if I find out that, it was such a dream team, that seems – I mean, it almost seems like that's impossible, too, because they're doing stuff for the Dream Team. The Dream Team actually, Jeffrey Epstein's Dream Team, they actually said, we know he tampered with witnesses, and here's what we want to do with that. And they said, don't worry about that. We'll just let that one go. Witness tampering in a molestation case.
I know. Just like rules did not apply to him.
Nope.
For some reason. And you know what? He doesn't seem that damn important to me.
Well, that's because you're not part of this pedophile ring.
I know he's got a lot of money.
Do you know who I am?
No,
other than that, he's not that fucking important.
Kind of a big deal.
groomed,
I'm very important.
He groomed so many people in order to, and not only the victims, but the people who are being protected by
him. He must have amazing power of persuasion.
All he needs is a picture of Prince Andrew with a 15-year-old, and he's got him.
I'm sure blackmail's part of
it. Somehow,
you got to get to that point.
He's got a lot of power for a guy who just has a lot of money and nothing else I can see, honestly.
Well,
other than he knows a lot of famous people.
All you have to do is have a party with a bunch of underage girls and invite influential people, and if they don't know or they don't ask, then
wait, you've done this before? Jeez,
snap photos and you're all set.
I don't think those influential people will stay at a party like that. I think they want to be there because
they want some.
When you see a bunch of 15-year-olds at a party that your 50-year-old friend is having, I think most people go, "What are
I think they're 19.
Oh,
I still don't.
If they're not interested, I don't think they want to be there. But what do I know?
Maybe it's a bait and switch. They got invited to a different party and now you know all these chicks are there, and that's how you find out if they're into it.
Yeah.
Well, if that happened to Prince Andrew, then why did he go to the party?
Because he liked it. That's true.
Other continent.
That's how he set it all up.
And he went to the party at the other mansion, and he goes to the party in New York.
Well, by then he was completely locked into Epstein's stable of influential people, and he figured, screw it, I might as well.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Something's going on, and somebody's not telling me something.
Oh, by the way, Prince Andrew's calendar is now blank.
I know.
And so all those nothing events where he would go and do nothing, nothing is affected. Nothing. Because nothing from nothing equals nothing, as Billy Preston taught us.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I read the story, I'm like, and I'm reading about the events, too, I'm going, the Cabbage Festival? Oh, Prince Andrew won't be there. How terrible. Who cares? Really? Who cares? He is nothing. He's a zero.
It's too cold for me.
Woo! What has he ever achieved?
I'm not trying to be.
Nobody cares.
Because that minus.
Yeah. You should have known my schedule. You should have checked for rescheduling.
Where's the hook? Did I jump too far?
What a jam this
coming.
Is.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Nothing.
And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me.
That's quite an afro, Billy Head.
Don't you remember?
Oh, he did. On that 75 Stones tour, I think it is.
It is so big!
We'll call Mr. Cool back in a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I was his booth announcer.
Walter's so jealous.
The dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one thing. Zotchrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. As the all-new 2020 models are on their way out. Or no, they're on their way. And our friends at Zot need to make some room. So it's time for the lowest of the lowliest payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Like a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? Did someone say Ram trucks? Yes.
Ram truck.
Go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you will have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And it's always tough to say goodbye to Greg, but we'll say hello to Greg and his very special deals right now.
He is. He's perking up September because even though it's fall, nobody needs saggy faces or jelly jaws or puckered turkey necks. And the extra skin layer on your waist, your buttocks, and your thighs all can be sculpted and contoured at Dr. Roche's offices. All you have to do is come in for a consultation. Without summertime, by the way, too, and people having tan skin, it's a good time to haul out the BBL, the broadband light laser, for treatment that corrects tone, texture of your skin. Broadband lights corrects the effects of sun damage, reverses aging.
We want cool butts.
Yeah, cool butts. Yeah.
You could get that too, Brazilian butt lift. September BBL special, three treatments, corrective or photo revelation for only $1,000 regularly, $2,325. Morpheus 8, it's an amazing fix. And Botox, you could buy two areas, get the third area for free. And one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second syringe. It's also autumn augmentation time, so 3,500 saline breast implants. So boobs, huge. 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
Tough to say goodbye to Greg.
It is tough. Let's call Mr. Cool, who was not that cool, by the way.
I did not think he was cool
at all.
Yeah, I got somebody waiting for me.
He sounded harried.
What's a good thing he kept his cell phone, though, so now we can call him on it.
True. Hey, you know, the video is really amazing. There's a guy with a gun, and, I mean, everybody is scared to death. And they're all diving under their bar stools, and there he sits, lights up a cigarette on his phone. I want to know what he was doing on his phone. What was he doing?
Is this the real one?
Everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries.
No, it's too slow, isn't it? Is it a little slow? No, that's not it.
No.
That piano needs tuning.
That's pretty good. Got a British accent.
These themes.
An accent.
Sure would help a lot.
Let's try this one.
His name Greg? What's his name?
Tony.
Tony! What the hell is that?
I'm just trying to find a version that's the actual one.
No, too much bass.
So? I'm kind of a winner, though.
That's ridiculous.
How about this one?
That's it. That's perfect. Tony!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Cool. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Are you having fun with... I mean, people are just loving this video of you just chilling out at the bar while a guy's robbing the place.
Yeah.
I want to know, what were you looking at on your phone? Because you looked like you were just checking out box scores or something.
Oh, I'm just checking my messages, is all.
Because he, at one point, grabs that phone from you, and you really held on tight. So I felt like it was an important message you had to return.
No, I just didn't want nobody trying to steal my phone. Yeah. That's my property. I worked very hard for what I have.
Amen.
But he did. I mean, everybody else was under their, under the table, under the chairs. What made you think that you were okay doing that? Because most people would just give it up.
Well, for one, I could see him for the punk that he was. I could kind of read him. Mm-hmm. And I knew he wasn't there willing to hurt anybody. He just wanted drug money.
Yeah.
So I kind of threw him off, and then he got confused and just started running back and forth. He didn't know really what to do.
How long had you been there? Like, how many beers deep were you?
Well, actually, I couldn't sleep that night, and my shoulder hurts, and I had bad sinuses. So I had just got there probably about 40 minutes before he showed up.
Okay. My shoulder.
So you were a little bit. Were you buzzed at all?
A little bit.
Okay. So, I mean, that would give me more courage, I would think.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
He's cool.
Stood for
all
my principles.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Stood for your principles. Okay. One other question. Is it you can smoke in that bar?
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to?
Yeah, the world's chillest man, Mr. Cool, doesn't care.
Were you nervous? Are you allowed to smoke there? You're just not supposed to?
What the deal is that particular establishment's been around since 1936. It was a feed store before, during the Prohibition. Mm-hmm. And Tom's father owned it for several years. When he passed away, Tom took on it. So it's just a simple neighborhood crowd. And sometimes he lets us smoke.
He also lets you run a tab because you only had $2 on you, which is nice.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I love those neighborhood bars. How close is it to where you live?
About 4 blocks.
Oh, perfect.
That's pretty cool. I was going to think it's a little closer, but yeah. So that's where you drink all the time when you go for a drink?
Oh, no. That's just my go-to place when I'm close to home. If sometimes my buddies want to go shoot pool or something, you know, we might go somewhere, but as far as the neighborhood bar, I usually hang out there because it's close to the house. They have drink specials on the weekend for the ladies. They've got movie night. They've got live music sometimes. So,
hey, how are the ladies at the bar?
It just depends.
There's what?
It just depends.
Okay. What about on ladies' night? Are you single, Tony?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes and no. I'm not married.
Okay.
But I've been seeing someone for a while.
Okay. I was going to say, I would think this could bring some new women into your
orbit
if you were open to the idea. But it sounds like you're taken, and that's okay.
They should have a Tony Tovar night. Or not.
No. Actually, I just did an interview with... Inside Edition.
We saw it.
And it's airing right as we speak.
We already saw it.
We saw it. We'll let you go if you want to watch the interview. It's pretty good. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Didn't see it.
It's really good.
Yeah,
you lived it. You don't need to watch it.
To you guys.
Were they cool, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What about you haven't done any local news interviews?
No, none.
What? Where are the Keishi guys? Where are the...
I don't know. Riverfront Times contacted me, and they never contacted me back.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's... I'm just...
There must be a lot of stuff going on at the Riverside Times, then.
Local news has really...
Riverfront Times... No, he did try to contact me, and he left messages, but...
That's his way of saying, you're old news, Tony.
It was Friday night, and...
Yeah. It was ladies' night.
It was a holiday weekend, so...
Yeah.
Okay, I still think it's a great story. How viral is the video, by the way? How many views?
It is absolutely global. I've heard from Argentina, Russia, China.
What do you mean you've heard? So you did interviews there?
People would send me stuff that aired in, like, Russia, Argentina. The one in Argentina, I couldn't read because it was in Portuguese. But it's pretty much just the same video and somebody narrating just whatever comment they have to say. So they're all pretty much the same.
What did the Russians have to say about you?
I couldn't speak Russian.
Oh, so you don't know. You just know that they know about you.
No, I just know that it has aired there, and it's actually been in Huffington Post.
Whoa.
Which, that's pretty large. That's like one little red one from CNN.
It's huge.
A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm going to see it a lot tomorrow because it seems like it's just starting to really pop now. But, Tony.
Oh, it popped over the weekend. So, hey, well, feel free to call me anytime. Hey, you got my number.
You got it, Tony.
Tony, don't you think the people who are waiting on you in the waiting room, I mean, don't they know you're the chillest man in the world? Don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Give you some leeway for that? Or
no, we closed in about a half an hour, and I had to finish this brake job. This actual customer that's waiting is probably going to be our next chief of police here in the city.
Oh, we should hire you.
So I definitely wanted to take care of her car in a timely manner.
Oh,
that's understandable. Hey, Tony, congratulations. It was really fun to watch it, and it was nice talking to you and all that, and I hope this thing, who knows, maybe
well,
the local
actually,
people get
I
back to
talk, I want to talk to the police chief and find out exactly what this guy was charged from because they found him and arrested him. But I don't know how many counts of whatever, but they're going to do individual people that were actually robbed, plus, you know, aggravated, you know, whatever.
So he took money off of a lot of different people before he got to the cash? Oh, boy.
That's assault, poking you in the ribs with that thing. That's assault.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, thanks again.
That's assault,
you guys
brother.
Take care.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking
bye-bye.
The time.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's a cheers bar.
How could there be so many bizarre cheers themes?
Well, this was by far the best one, right?
I like the heavy guitar, the fuzzy guitar.
This one's 8-bit.
Wait, was this way with the heavy guitar? I think it is. Kind of want to see what other...
Yeah, because the bass is heavy, too.
See what other songs Lex D. Azevedo has.
Good God.
Jump forward. Ooh.
That sounds like Rollin' Rock a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's the same kind of organ.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
This reminds me, this Cheers thing reminds me, I was reading this thing about Friends, you know, that the Fat Monica episode is getting a lot of people upset.
Wasn't it done like 2 decades ago?
Yes, 25 years ago.
Okay, then go back in time and complain.
I know.
I don't want to hear you.
I don't even care. But I did see an interesting discussion. I think it was on, I can't remember exactly where it was. I want to say social media, but maybe it was a larger discussion about does Friends suck? Does it hold up? What the hell is this?
This is Lex D. Azevedo's album. You know this song.
Is this Wichita Lineman?
You got it.
Yeah.
Where's his guitar?
Singing
my mother loved this kind of music.
Really?
Oh, easy listening?
Yes.
And the Wichita lineman is still on the la 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 la
la la la la la
Is it of any value now? Can you watch Friends? I was never a big fan.
I never liked
Friends. It was watchable.
Yeah, I can.
You can still watch it?
I liked Friends. Yeah, I did.
Yeah? You like it now? Now?
Yeah, I really invest a lot of time in watching it now. No, but
you like what you see, huh?
You don't like those snappy Chandler Bing one-liners?
I like Joey Tribbiani. I thought he was.
I agree. I like Joey.
Yeah.
But
I thought Ross was way too whipped.
It's a little too snappy for me.
It is. Now in the context of now, it's kind of...
It's not even really in the context of now for me. I just always felt like... I just didn't feel those people were that cool as they sort of suggested they were. I didn't want to be friends with them.
No.
I really didn't. If I lived in the building, I would have looked the other way.
I'd be annoyed. Yeah.
A lot of people were in that building. Annoyed
same,
by that.
Same with the what's the one with Sheldon in it? Don't they live in an apartment building too?
Yeah. Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
Bang Theory.
Oh boy, the Big Bang Theory. It's over, right? Isn't it
I think
over?
So yeah.
Yeah, I missed it. I completely missed.
I'm sure you can watch Young Sheldon.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hand claps.
It's a clapper song.
Oh, it's the Rembrandts.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. The Rembrandt, I think they still play, by the way. I'm serious.
What after this song, then?
Nothing, but see. The Rembrandts. I bet you they're on tour.
This is a tweet.
That's not bass. It's got to be a bass cover, right?
Someone put it. This is from like 2018, so this whole Friends thing has been going on for a while. But Friends is now on Netflix because the show's handling of race, gender, and sexuality change.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff about that.
And this girl writes on it, I was a university student in the 90s, so I looked forward to rewatching Friends on Netflix over the new year. But I agree, the Fat Monica and Gay Chandler jokes feel very out of place. Was Joey always a bit creepy? Disappointing.
What? Not creepy. It was odd.
I don't know.
Trudy, defender of Friends.
Defender of Joey Tribbiani. It was creepy. It wasn't creepy.
Okay, the Rembrandts.
Joey, what's going on?
Rembrandts tour dates. Yeah, they've got.
We're going on tour.
They have one gig coming up.
No, really?
In 2020.
Where?
Who cares?
Where is it? Oh, Miami.
Who gives a fuck?
At Sail Across the Sail Across the Sun 2020. It must be some boat gig.
Yeah, it might be a cruise ship. Is it called Sail Across the Sun?
There's got to be other bands. It can't be. It's a boat cruise with the Rembrandts.
Oh, God.
No way.
Oh, man, what a lineup.
No way.
It's Miami to Bahamas.
Not anymore, it is. You're going to have to cancel that one.
So other saying. Great bands.
Oh, no.
Train.
Train is
on
board.
Cool.
Train is
Train
doing
on a boat.
What? Matt Nathanson.
Wait. Since when did Train have so many members?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Seven people. Do they always have seven people? I thought it was just that Monahan dude.
And they don't belong on a boat.
Kevin Griffin of Better Than Ezra.
What?
Emerson Hart of Tonic and Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
It's a
Mark
new
McGrath
band called Ezra Ray Hart. I'm not joking.
Catchy. Ezra Ray Hart. Wait, Hart Ezra Ray.
Play that. Is that a video from Patrick? Is it Patrick Monahan?
Yes. They list Ezra Ray Hart like it's just this
everyone knows
great
what
big
it is.
Brand and every.
So and then they have to explain who everybody is in the band.
Stupid.
We're gonna do it.
Oh, boy.
We're going out for the 6th edition of Sail Across the Sun.
No.
It's going to leave on the 14th of February through the 18th of February, 2020.
Wow.
We're going to sail from Miami to Nassau.
No, you're not.
And Great Stirrup Cay, Bahamas. And we're going to be joined by Matt Nathanson and Ezra Ray Hart.
What?
Who? Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra.
Yeah. Who?
And Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And also Emerson Hart from Tonic.
Oh,
it's longest Ray Hart. It's the longest band name ever.
They're the best ever. And hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat. Amazing artists. Make sure you sign up and book during the pre-sale.
Cancel.
See a special acoustic set.
Do you feel you're hawking this?
In the Stardust Theater.
Who is that?
And we'll see
Patrick Monahan.
That is Patrick Monahan?
Also, the Dan Band.
That boat is fucking done, man.
The Dan Band is there.
George Lopez will be on board.
How's that one work?
That makes you want to not be on board.
Full speed ahead.
Let's see. The Rembrandts, as you said, Lolo, Sedona, Nick Howard. I don't know anything.
Who put this event together?
Apparently Train did. Because not only that, they're doing 2 electric and 1 acoustic sets on the show.
Ooh.
Why do you need all these other people Train?
They got Yacht Rock Review.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wait, is that just a DJ playing?
There's going to be a
rock.
Is somebody? Can somebody
be a tattoo artist on the boat too? In case you're inspired.
I'll
see you guys there.
A Train tattoo.
Has Ezra Ray Hart been around for 5 years, and I had no idea? I mean, it seems like this
is a new
brand.
Who's Ezra
to me.
Ray Hart?
I know, it's what a pain in the ass. You have to explain what the stupid name is. I
mean, basically, they just get together and they play the best hits from each of their bands. That way, it's a concert full of hits.
Hey, why can't it be Sugar Ray's all-star band? Could they just do that?
That sounds much better. You mean
are
better
they really
than
that equivalent that they have to have all their names in it?
You mean Ezra Ray Hart? The full title is
it's not catchy.
Emerson Hart of Tonic, Kevin Griffin of Better Than Ezra, and Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
Shouldn't it be Sugar Ray's all-star band, really?
Ah, yes, Ezra Ray Hart. Pretty simple. The best of Better Than Ezra, the best of Sugar Ray, and the best of Tonic on stage at the same time.
Are those three people you would, three bands you would put together?
No. Them and sang them. How could you not have a good time?
I'm not sure I like any of the bands. That's why.
Wait, the original Wailers are on this trip, too. Did you mention that one, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Are you an Ezra Ray Hart fan yet?
I don't remember what. I remember better than Ezra. I don't remember what the song was. I'm wondering why.
Yeah, you do.
Why does Mark McGrath have cornrows?
Why not? It's a fair question.
Statues crumble for me. Who knows how long I've loved you? Every morning there's a
heart. I'm sorry.
That hook I just heard for the last time I ever need to hear it. That's not one of my favorite songs.
Well, you haven't heard Ezra Ray Hart play it.
It's true.
No,
that was Ezra Ray Hart.
Oh,
should we break for breaking news? Stafford Strong,
yes.
Hank Winchester.
Oh, how can you break away from this, though?
Well, I don't know.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I hope this isn't the teaser. It's Hank Winchester with Matt Stafford, Lions quarterback's wife. What's her first name?
Kelly
Stafford.
About the brain tumor, we were obviously very concerned and worried, but we all knew one thing. Even though Matthew is the big, strong quarterback, Kelly herself is very tough.
Will Matt cry?
And we knew she would win this battle.
I mean, we're sitting down.
This is Kelly.
With him in the waiting room.
This is Kelly.
And just losing it. Oh, just thinking about our girls, everything, and the unknown.
Imagine hearing you have a brain tumor.
But I also remember that's a drop, by the way. Looking around in that waiting room. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
And all the other people sitting there waiting
to get
looked
at. Is this their music or ours?
And
you don't see Hank playing the guitar?
People go through this every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. Obviously, I'm not the... wasn't the person directly going through it, you know? She is, so I can't imagine being in her shoes.
Kelly's symptoms were hard to ignore.
I just got a massage, but when I got up, it was a completely different feeling. The room just kind of started spinning on me.
Then it happened again and again.
I was holding our newborn at that point, and I kind of just, like, almost threw her to Matthew because I felt myself going down.
But when she was holding Hunter and started to get real dizzy and thought she might fall down and hand her to me real quick. I thought it was time to go at least try to get her looked at and see, you know, if it is vertigo, you know, what they can do to try and help her.
A quick trip to a local ER didn't bring many answers, but Matthew was concerned. He reached out to the Lions team doctor who recommended an MRI.
We headed back to the doctor, and I don't know if this doctor didn't know that I didn't know. But she pulled, like, we sat down, she pulled up my MRI and she was like, okay, well, here's your brain tumor.
Oh,
and immediately,
geez.
I think Matthew and I were both kind of like,
what?
Yeah. We had no idea.
Kelly had an acoustic neuroma brain tumor, and while benign, the surgery itself can be very complicated. It can cause anything from a loss of hearing to facial paralysis. The next step, finding the right surgeon to handle the delicate operation.
Our team doctor was kind of helping me facilitate some visits. We went to Arizona, we did UCLA, and actually the guy in Arizona that we talked to, he worked with Dr. Thompson at U of M.
The Staffords know they're fortunate. They could have gone anywhere in the world, seen any doctor for this procedure. But it was Dr. Gregory Thompson here at the University of Michigan that would perform the operation.
How close do you think she was to having some sort of a level of hearing loss?
Well, I think she was very close. There were several times when we would wait 3 to 5 minutes for the hearing wave to come back.
The surgery itself was scheduled for 6 hours, but lasted 12.
Believe it or not, still too young to know really how pagers worked, but you can't get a real long message across.
Right.
So I understand that. You know, they couldn't go, here's 3 paragraphs of what's happening.
Right.
It was kind of like, ran into a hurdle, expect the surgery to go 2 hours longer than expected. And then maybe another one. You know what I mean? It was just kind of updates similar to that. Everything's on track. Kelly doing well.
The moments after that marathon surgery, difficult to say the least.
I remember being there night one, seeing her, I mean, trying to sit up was like, I mean, just completely wobbling like a child.
Heading home, a brand new challenge. Remember, the Staffords have three young girls, and Kelly has always been a very involved mom.
Like, kids are great in the sense that you can't dwell on things. They make you get up, they make you keep going, they make you do these kind of things, but
they're so selfish, those kids.
Literally couldn't do those. I couldn't get up.
Remember, at this point, Kelly can barely move, and any noise can cause overwhelming pain.
I mean, the hardest part about it was going home to a quiet home. I knew that's what I needed.
Yeah.
And I knew that
without the kids
in the mix.
But when you go through this, like, I think the first boy. Thing I want to see are my kids.
He looks
that
like Matt, doesn't he?
Was extremely difficult. And the first time.
Is it a boy? I thought it was all girls.
I thought they had all girls.
Oh, is that a girl?
Like, just like.
That girl doesn't like Matt.
It's the cowlick fooled me, I think.
I remember being so excited to see them, but I had zero energy. I sat on a bench and just watched them play. And
Kelly says she relied on her husband, her mother, her nanny.
I told Matthew, I think about those people who go through this and don't have these kind of privileges that we had.
I like her eyebrows,
how they
by
heal.
The way. Seriously,
I mean,
she thought.
They have
she
to looks be great. Complete rock stars, because I truly, genuinely don't know how I would have done it without these people.
Her husband, who carries the weight of an entire football team on his shoulders, suddenly became caretaker number one.
He never left my side. I mean, when I say I couldn't do anything, I literally, like, he had to be by my side at every moment.
In just 4 short months, she went from this to this.
I'm relearning how to move again. They said
she punches well.
Like a,
nice.
Like
I wasn't even watching
my,
that part.
You know, energy to really be back to what
Mark.
It was. Wow. I mean, I push myself, I try, and it's really because I have a great support when I come home.
She's an incredible role model to our girls and to a bunch of little girls out there. Just really, you know, proud of her.
Ooh. Wow.
It looks like
where is that house?
Good for them, man. Didn't they buy like Art Van's house or something?
Oh, did they?
I thought I remember that. Unless they didn't.
Wow, that's
sad story.
Window washing dilemma there. Whew.
Yeah. I remember Art Van's place was some huge place. St. Clair Shores, I want to say.
Yeah, no, that's
not it.
No.
He had one in Grosse Pointe Shores, Art Van.
Yes.
That's right. You know what I didn't see? You know what I didn't see in that piece? I didn't see any kind of wine chillers or a universal cooking lid.
No.
Oh.
We've not been thanked
how
for
shallow.
Our gifts.
Did it show the kitchen?
Yeah, they could have.
Did you stop and zoom in? You should.
I've asked Hank about that. I'm like, can you get those bags? See if they're there.
Best $200 I ever spent.
Give it back or thank us, one or the other.
Jeez. Stupid.
Hey,
it was on the registry
yeah,
and we bought it like any of their other dear friends did.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just didn't do thank you notes to their other friends.
Guess not.
We're not friends. Mm. Well, I'm glad she's healthy though.
I'm over that part. I'm happy that she's
clearly.
She
that's
looks
big
fantastic.
Of you.
I know.
Did you guys see the LeBron James controversy over Taco Tuesday?
Oh, it's cultural appropriation.
It's raging.
Why?
He's been accused of Columbusing or trying to Columbus the phrase Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, here it is.
Y'all know what else I'm thinking about? Because y'all know what today is. Taco Tuesday. What is it, Bronny? It's Taco Tuesday. Thought I forgot about y'all last week. Never! Because it's Taco
Tuesday! Is this his
Taco
podcast?
Tuesday!
No, he's on Instagram.
Okay.
How old is this kid?
Just shut up and dribble.
Jesus.
What?
Stay in your lane, bro.
What happened to his podcast, by the way?
He had a podcast?
Didn't he have The Barbershop? Wasn't that a podcast?
Oh, no, it's an HBO show. It's still going strong.
Oh, okay.
Just aired last night, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys watch it?
No.
I've seen one or two episodes.
How was it?
I mean, it's a bunch of guys, including like Gronk and Kevin Hart and LeBron James, and they're talking about serious political issues, and I don't want to get my political commentary from them. So
that's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Oh, it's Brandon.
Does it get a lot of you? I mean, do a lot of people watch it?
I think it probably gets eyeballs. Yeah, he's a big name.
And he's a big name. But I got to tell you, I used to be that it didn't matter how big a name you were. Chevy Chase did a talk show, and people just really weren't interested in Chevy Chase doing a talk show. Yeah. He wasn't at a zenith then, like LeBron is, no. But...
the worst half hour of course, television it was, ever.
It helps to have Kevin Hart, I'm sure.
Right. He was, however, an entertainer. So, and the fact that he could make it work.
That was a spectacular fail.
Oh, God.
Spectacular fail. Yeah. Oh, he's that was bad.
Still mad about it.
Well, it's worse that or the Magic Hour. What was a bigger failure? I mean, I seriously don't know.
Oh, Chevy Chase, definitely.
Why was that bigger?
Big Magic Johnson.
They built a whole new theater for him. They spent a lot of money. And
which one lasted longer?
How many episodes?
I think the Magic Hour lasted longer.
Chevy Chase was like done within a week, right?
Yeah, it was really fast. It might have been a couple weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks at the most.
That's interesting.
That was when... Late night finally started kind of opening up, and Dennis Miller got a show, and that was only a couple of years.
Right.
His was certainly better than Chevy Chase, but, you know, they were fighting over guests, too. Dennis Miller used to say, guests, because they say you're either here or you're there, and they have more people. So that mean Jay Leno and that lady,
Did you know that they originally asked Dolly Parton to host that show, and she turned it down and suggested Chevy Chase?
Thanks so a lot, Dolly.
It's all Dolly Parton's fault.
I bet you she would have been decent. I bet she would have found an audience.
She probably would have been fun, but I think she knew her limitations.
Yeah.
She's a person who knows how to work the room and what kind of room.
Well, I have to tell you, looking down the podcast charts, it's really interesting to see who thinks they should be heard. There's so many comedians, first of all. I mean, it seems like every comedian has a podcast. And then, you know, you do get that smattering of people who are like, why is that person doing one? And it's kind of like Cameo. I always assume that when somebody fairly big is doing one, they must have a little revenue stream shortage.
Yeah. Right. How is Dax's doing?
Dax is doing great. Now, he's doing fantastic. I think he always wanted to do something like that. So, and people really like it.
He's got a good personality, too.
No, yeah, Dax is a funny guy.
I've never heard anybody say, oh, yeah, Chevy Chase, what a good personality. He tends to rub everybody the wrong way.
Yeah. I was just listening to his phone call with Dan Harmon, that one that got recorded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was not good after Community.
Yeah, he's just such an asshole during the whole thing.
Everyone at a
place on a wheelchair is cut down.
Getting cut. Scenes cut.
So the people can follow the storyline between Joel and Gillian and love affairs and kissing. Come on, man. You're missing the point. I mean, I really, this is not my kind of comedy.
He goes on. Are you in it? Whole long.
Who is that?
That's Chevy Chase.
Oh, that's Chevy Chase.
Yeah,
that's
when he was on Community and leaving. Yeah.
Somebody's jealous of Joel.
Very much so. He was the worst part of that show.
Yeah, he was.
The other characters was on so it
for,
much better.
Wasn't he on it for a long time, though?
Just a few seasons.
Yeah.
Very underrated show.
Okay, let's see. Oh, the New York Times editorial on the WNBA.
Oh, my
today.
God.
I'll hold back on that for just a second.
It's so long, too. Can't believe they devoted
that much
space
really
to it.
Long. It's really long. Well, a couple things first. One, and these are completely unrelated, but there's a... Check Channel 7 News out at 11 o'clock last night. There's a story about a 7-Eleven worker washing his feet in the store. And the ending was really something because I don't know why I wasn't expecting it. I should have been. This is an old Mike Clark bitch, too.
By the way, I think I recognize this guy.
Oh, really?
I think he used to work at a
It's Roseville 7-Eleven. I'm very defensive about 7-Eleven. I want people to know that it's very unusual.
Did he have red hair?
It's 11 o'clock, Brandon, last night.
Yeah, Brandon, come on.
Yeah, it was a little reddish.
I'm gonna buy it again.
It's the Roseville 7-Eleven. There it is. And they have, I think, a hurricane couple minutes, and then 11:03.
Oh, of course they do.
They go to the store 11:04.
Why does local news devote so much time to the hurricane?
You know, I'm not sure. I wondered about that, too.
Just good view.
I almost feel like they
Pretty
think
big
there's
a hurricane.
Yeah, it's kind of.
But it's not here.
But it's not. You don't go to local news to find coverage of the hurricane, I don't think. I don't know. With the weather, the people must love the weather. Oh, yeah. They wouldn't put so much of it on the TV if people didn't love weather. I get bored with it. I go fast forward through it all the time. Yeah. And then I go, what's the weather supposed to be today?
I'm always kind of amazed, though, at how much it can wreck stuff. So that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, you like to watch the video. And the
it's called
damage.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You like to watch weather porn.
Well, like when the OSHA was like on the second floor of a building.
Sink only on that 7. Video was raising sanitary concerns.
Look at that.
Now, this happened to the store in Roseville near 13 Mile and Gratiot. Now that worker is telling us why he did it. 7 Action News reporter Rudy Harper is live with a story you'll see only on 7. Rudy.
Dave, it's just one of those stories. It depends on how you view that video. We confronted that 7-Eleven employee in that video and got his side of the story. We also spoke with customers outside this convenience store.
There's two sides to the story?
He has a foot fetish.
It's a video that's turning stomachs on social media and now on the streets of Roseville.
Now I'm not going to get it now. Thank you. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to get the Slurpee now.
Makes me not want to anymore.
Watch it.
You're not going to get the Slurpee now. He wasn't washing his feet in the Slurpee machine.
She's just grossed out.
Convenience store.
That's one of the best comments ever.
It's a video that's turning stomachs on social media and now on the streets of Roseville.
Now I'm not going to get it now. Thank you. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to get the Slurpee now.
Makes me not want to come here anymore.
Watch as a 7-Eleven employee washes his foot in a sink behind the counter. As customers point out, it's right next to a coffee machine and across from food on a grill.
As I was walking in, I could hear him loudly fitting in.
If a funky foot is across the aisle from food, is that... I mean, is that food no good anymore?
Well, he's got flip flops on anyway, so that foot was probably technically closer to that food at some point, right?
Well, when he's behind the counter, it's just as close. It's just going down.
Just down, yeah.
He goes right.
Well, maybe germs fall down, and if it's on the sink, it goes the other way.
I mean, I think it's gross. Don't get
it's
me wrong.
It's disgusting.
It bothers me. I don't think.
I have a problem that he's wearing flip flops.
I don't think 7-Eleven should be okay with this. But let's see what happens.
The hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
The sink, and that's what initiated me wanting to record. And then when I started recording, that's when that happened while I was at the ATM machine. So the other customer that walked in with me walked right back out.
She says she captured the footage in mid-August, but shared it now because of lack of urgency from the company.
There was really not much of a response. It didn't seem like they cared.
We went inside the store and talked to the employee in that video.
That was for my prayer time.
Your prayer time. Oh, so that's why you had to wash your feet.
Yeah, wash your hand, face, and feet.
And feet. Yeah. But do you think it's okay to do that in the sink in the public where people can see you?
No. When the public was not there.
Okay, well, somebody recorded that video of you.
How happy he is.
It's my
prayer time. It's a religious practice he must do 5 times a day.
I understand the prayer, but washing the feet, you could wash your face and your hands, but not the feet.
We don't discourage religion, but be sanitary when you're working with food.
7-Eleven says that cleanliness
food
is
with his feet,
top
was he?
Priority. That's all they said to us tonight. We are not sure if they have a private space for that employee to
7-Eleven doesn't know what the fuck to say is what that means.
Isn't that private space called the bathroom?
You would think.
I think.
But if he's the only one working,
the bathroom?
Trudy?
You know, that's a tricky one. And when he said, it's my prayer time. And then when he said, the public was not there. And then he says, well, yeah, they were. Because look, it's recording. And then he goes, it's my prayer time.
I think that's like where chicks' feet give you a boner.
Shouldn't he maybe just put a sign on the door that says prayer time and lock the door and then wash his feet and then go unlock it and take the sign down?
Maybe. Maybe people don't
people like... just don't want to see that.
Maybe they don't like his hands on his dirty feet.
Well, yeah. But he washed his hands too. What order did he wash them in?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You got to wash the feet first,
right?
I just
think it's... not a great idea.
It's not a good look. The optics are bad.
Wait, yeah. he doesn't have dirty feet because he washes them 5 times a day. That's more than anybody.
True.
It's very true. He's got cleaner feet than anybody.
He's walking around with those dirty flip-flops, though.
But you know what? He needs to get one of those. You can go to get one of those Homedics foot baths and keep it nearby in the cash register and then just step in. Yeah. And
I don't think
you're done.
I don't think that's a good... I don't think 7-Eleven should have people washing their feet every, well, however many times.
Well, maybe not.
Can he do it on his break?
I'm really fascinated, though, with how religion blunts things. Because even 7-Eleven, as I said, cleanliness is high priority. It's like, but you didn't answer the question. Is it okay what he did?
They don't
want to get into it. And
I find your belief system fascinating.
And I'm really waiting for, I don't know, I'm kind of stunned that political correctness really, it's like religions, it's a religion, so I can't say anything.
Yeah. Because people,
I mean, there are a
religion.
Lot of things going on in the church that really aren't very politically correct at all, and they affect a lot more people than the stuff that makes people get so outraged.
People are very defensive of their religion.
I was, I remember when the story came out about,
it's their most basic belief system.
Yeah, but if
nobody wants to challenge,
but
that.
When has that ever stopped political correctness? I mean, they'll pick on this tiniest thing. What was it when?
Wait, was that woman guilty, though, of being sort of a tattletale, in a way?
Oh, the
well,
girl that filmed it?
Yeah,
you know what else she's guilty of? She's guilty of being very impatient. If she filmed it in mid-August and she didn't get a response, she only allows 2 weeks for a response?
I would think 7-Eleven would respond a lot faster than two weeks.
2 weeks? Come on.
3 weeks, almost.
I think the guy at Subway in Ann Arbor who was just had his, or the girl that had, was it a girl or a guy that had the feet up? Remember?
Yeah.
Sitting in the Subway?
Yep.
No, it was a Subway, yeah.
That was way worse.
Well, he should have said it was prayer time.
On his phone, because were they on their phone with their feet up?
I like to air my feet up before I wash them.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
I honestly did not know that somehow the whole political correctness movement, I didn't know it stopped at the church door. I mean... Who decided? Did we vote on this? Was there a PC vote that says...
You don't get to vote.
I don't know about the churches. I mean, they're only the most powerful things in a lot of people's lives.
It's church. You don't vote.
And they... I'm surprised when people, you know, when people do violate certain things and they get called, they go, but I'm a member of this church, and the church says... Because then it doesn't fly.
Sick and tired of how minority groups are marginalized in today's society.
Jesus this, Moses that, Abraham hit me with a wiffle ball bat.
You have to, you really have to conform to social norms, though.
Yeah, yeah, you would think.
Kind of is the...
So, also, in the...
Side note, do you want to... whatever. I feel like Donald Sterling.
You're Sterling.
I was about to say something. Yeah, okay, I'll say what I was going to say. I don't think I want to be in a religion where I have to stop and pray five times a day and wash my whole body. It just seems like a lot of work.
There's no African American. Never mind.
Well, seems like a lot of work to be in that religion.
I'm really kind of surprised how we've.
I like my
around.
Religion where at the end I can go, I'm sorry about everything and go to heaven. It's way better.
That's a great one. Well, I like that style.
I mean, over time, I think here in America, we have just come around to the fact that we just have to accept what any religion does. And this religion is a pretty big religion, and wash their feet. And you know, Clark used to talk about the feet washing stations.
Yeah,
was it UM Dearborn?
Uh-huh.
And people would really just howl about it. Yeah. But, you know, you got a big organization, and they're trying to accommodate all the different people that go there. And it's what are they going to do?
It's a little different when a guy is on the clock, though.
Yeah,
I bet it's his religion. So what are you going to do?
Well, do it on. Doesn't he get breaks?
Are
you
going
to discriminate against him because his religion tells him he has to wash his feet?
Are you allowed to practice your religion on the clock?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
I had an intern.
Sorry, I'm out of it.
Sports
radio.
Believe me, you're preaching to the choir, but I reached the point where it's like, whatever.
I appreciate devil's advocate.
Where we had a call screener intern, and you know, for several minutes out of the day. Like, we'd just be bombarded with calls. How come no one's screening? How come no one's picking up the calls? And it was because he had prayer twice during his shift.
Did you tell him to do it on his break?
I mean, no, of course not. I couldn't say that.
Well, it seems to me at a minimum.
But we didn't have a call screener.
I can't answer the phone for the next 5 minutes.
I mean, how far do you have to go to establish?
Said, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Just, I'm not saying true. I'm gonna use this at all. But how far do you have to go to establish that it's part of your religion, or can you just say?
I think you can just say it. Like, I don't think you have to go very far.
I can't work on Thursdays because it's part of my religion.
I mean, like should you have to get a note from the mosque that, that says that you need to wash your feet as many times.
What about that? What about that religion that uses pot in their ceremony? What if they want you to be high?
That's what I mean. I don't think there's anything you can do. Guy's got to get high. He's got to get high. It's his religion. What the hell?
By the way, I like to help minorities.
Sister Shello thought, did he have orange hair?
Yes, I swear he used to work at 13 in Greenfield at the 7-Eleven there.
How did he get transferred to Roseville?
Why does he have orange hair?
Was he washing his feet over there? No. They want him out of there?
New ownership, actually.
Let's call the 7-Eleven at 13 in Gratiot. Were you looking for the number, Brandon? I thought I saw you looking for the number.
What was his name?
They never gave it.
I bet they've seen it.
I think I should work with them and do it.
Here's his official statement.
I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
I'm just kidding. It's not a statement.
Can you play 7-Eleven statement?
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
Is that their statement? I don't know. No, here's 7-Eleven statement.
I know what they're saying.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
I'm just kidding. Here's their statement.
He's got AIDS.
Is that what you were thinking? Which one were you thinking?
The one where he stops himself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like they really want to be upset about it, and then they go,
But he's not black.
There's no African American. Never mind.
Whatever.
I forgot about that part.
I'm sorry. Is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about?
Sterling.
I'm waiting.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this the 7-Eleven where the employee has to wash his feet at work?
Sorry?
Is this the 7-Eleven where you wash your feet for prayer time?
No.
It's not?
No.
This isn't 7-Eleven in Gratiot? Roseville?
Yeah. P.U.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, because I just saw this story on Channel 7, and this guy was washing his feet in the sink while he was working there.
No.
And I know some other people that have to do this, and I was wondering if you wanted some company over there when you were doing it.
Okay.
Is that him? Huh? Is that the guy?
He's working.
Let me just say that I apologize.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Hello?
Where'd he go?
Was that the dude?
It was him, wasn't it?
It was him.
Sounded like it. He was checking someone out on the register.
He was.
Usually it works the other
he
way
lied.
Around. It works the other way around. I'm at 7-Eleven. They're talking on the phone and not to me, the customer. Now you call them on the phone and they talk to the customer.
What's going on?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What is going on in that store?
I think it's...
Wait, they lie?
I think it's easy.
Is this 7-Eleven?
It's part of their religion.
Well, that doesn't seem very religious to lie to me.
I don't know. I'm not going to challenge your belief system.
They were on TV. He was washing his feet. They really didn't say one way or the other if it was okay or not okay. And I'm calling the store to ask, and he says it's not the 7-Eleven. I think he lied.
To me.
Wouldn't that not be consistent? He seems like he's very consistent in his religious beliefs. He's very serious about it. Wouldn't it be wrong to lie to me?
It's not about lying to you.
Oh, but it was okay to lie?
Do you think his religious superiors would approve of that lie?
Oh, you know what I think they'd say? I think they'd say.
I don't think that's the answer.
I like how he just goes, no.
I never dreamt that this could happen.
No.
Why is that so funny to me? Is this a 7-Eleven? No. I recognize your voice. I just saw you on TV.
And then he tells you, no, you didn't just see that on TV.
It doesn't matter. I'm hurt, but it doesn't matter.
Should we call him back? Are you sure that's the one, Brandon?
Oh, of course.
Okay, now let's call him back. I just want to see if he's mistaken.
I think he should go into the background. I wanted to apologize also to my partner.
What?
Why do these drops work so well in this story?
They work well in any story.
They do.
Wait until you hear from me.
Pick up the fucking phone!
I'm waiting.
He's not going to answer the phone, is he?
No way. This is going to be a big game of chicken. Who's going to last
long? It is, because I'm going to remember this in a couple days, and we're calling back.
Maybe he's washing his feet.
Hmm.
right now.
Oh, that's just great. I see smoke coming out of the building, and they can want to answer the phone.
But you offered to go, you know, bring some guys by and wash
well,
the phone.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that maybe you need some company.
I'm bringing some gorgeous black guys.
Oh,
unicorn dust.
You turned on the fax machine?
Unicorn
what?
Dust.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's an outrage.
I can't. Weird. Oh, I cannot believe he unicorned us.
Me again.
Page.
So listen to this. I'm reading today about the Straight Pride Parade in Boston, which I thought was, you know, it seemed like it was like something somebody just said, and Brad Pitt's the Grand Marshal, and then it was like, oh, no, Brad Pitt's going to sue, and then it's like, you know, I just sort of went to the moon. And then it turns out they had a Straight Pride Parade in Boston.
Well, that
they did.
That seems entirely right in Boston.
Boston, well,
there's like no coverage of it.
I did see some coverage of it.
Where?
There weren't that many people there. Well, first of all, okay.
See how much better it is when you ignore things if you don't like them.
I was entertained today because I was reading about the counter protesters being arrested at the Straight Pride Parade. I'm like, wait, the counter Straight Pride Parade. So the protesters would be people that are, I don't know, are gay people or people that feel it's an insult to gay people, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the counter protesters would be the people saying, no, we're straight and you're wrong, right?
Oh my God! Really? That's how that works out.
Aren't the counter protesters aren't they favoring the Straight Pride Parade? I mean, it seems to me if you felt that strongly, wouldn't you be in the parade instead of counter protesting the people who felt you were mocking gay people?
It's really confusing, but yes.
Yeah. I guess
if you're that proud to be straight, you should be in the parade.
Well, it seems like too that there wouldn't be a ton of people on the parade route because they'd be straight people
be in
the
parade
because there's a lot of straight people.
Yeah.
But it looked like there weren't a lot of either of them to me.
Huh.
But there were protesters on both sides.
Which is exactly like, what they want.
What?
Yeah.
What do they want?
I meant the protester. They want to piss people off.
Yeah.
Well, the protesters?
The people in the parade.
No, the straight pride folk.
So they get protesters, so then the follow-up would be the anti-protesters.
I know. The whole thing just seems so... Today. It seems so 2019 to me, but anyway.
And then the guy that's in charge of the programming to turn people from gay to straight.
Oh, yeah, the conversion guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he regrets his 2 decades of converting people.
No, thanks.
What? That's insane!
Now,
is there anything
do we have his statement or something? Did he? Because, Brandon, there was a piece of audio with it, wasn't there?
Yes. Yeah,
let me find it.
I just want to hear what he sounded like.
Is there anything you think about when you hear about gay conversion therapy? Is there anything pop in your head?
That it doesn't work?
You don't think of Bruno? Was it Bruno?
Oh.
Yeah.
With Sacha Baron Cohen when he went to a gay conversion Well, good for this guy.
This really amazed me. Gay conversion therapy is banned in 18 states.
Yeah.
It's against the law.
Because it's harmful.
Well, of course it's harmful, but so is Scientology.
That's a religion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think it is, but they...
I mean, they have child labor laws that are broken routinely.
But it's like the guy at the 7-Eleven says.
Here's his coming out
video. I don't know what to say.
So I'm going to give it a minute or so to let people join.
He did a full Facebook Live.
I just noticed it was 7 o'clock. I have been responding nonstop to, hey, Terry, I'm glad you joined, Bill,
put in reverse,
and, hopefully, it says 4, but I only see 2, but that's all right, and Kelly, Kelly's my dad's
wait,
best
there's
friend.
Two people watching?
Hey,
yeah.
And so we're going to see, we're going to give people a little bit to respond and to let people chime in. If you already have questions, go ahead and ask them. But I'm just going, hey, Bill, I'm just going to give it a minute.
It's like massaging his breast.
To start watching. And,
I'm going to jump forward 5 minutes.
Could he slow down a little bit?
Slow down.
He's from the Dr. Phil school.
Dr. Phil's wife finally got fed up with all that.
I don't consider Layla? Myself bad.
She's divorcing him because he takes too long to get to a point.
Are they really getting divorced?
Seriously?
Dr. Phil?
Is that clickbait?
I'm sure. I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, me too.
Why is that always clickbait?
I don't know.
2017, the board decided they no longer needed my services and terminated me. I talked about how my ongoing use of pornography was one of their reasons for terminating my
services. What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
What kind of pornography?
Gay porn.
Devastated, to say the least.
He sounds like Tall Chrisley.
And humiliated, to say the least. But
noisy
really
area.
Did not want to come out about that publicly at the time.
I don't like the way this guy uses
so,
words.
A friend
he also has frosted tips.
He does.
What he does?
A terrible.
Look at him. Look at him.
I'm Todd Chrisley. My tips are frosted far deeper than his, and he's copying me.
How did
David? Oh my gosh! I'm glad you're watching. That's so cool.
Oh, he's so gonna hook up with David.
I
had frosted tips before Todd Chrisley. I just want people to know that.
Myrtle Beach, and I met David there. I was just there to meet people. Nobody was talking to me, and I said to David, okay.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
David.
Anyway, so I'm glad he's watching. And I see Doug from the gym.
Oh, Doug from the gym. Doug from the gym. Nice.
I'm going to address your questions, and I want you to ask me some really hard questions.
Doesn't do anything.
But,
hi, Doug.
So I wrote a resignation letter, and as far as people knew, I had resigned. And people, you know,
I like the way it gets right to the point.
Sad because they thought I had resigned, but the truth was I was terminated. My wife, who a lot of people have a lot of questions about.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had some.
He's got AIDS.
Donald.
I'm actually holding this in my hand.
Dick?
Or somebody
what
else.
Did you think about when you were with your wife? Intimately. That's my question.
David! Doug from the gym.
Or Doug from the gym.
They fired me. This is a blessing. You don't realize it. They did you a favor. And what she meant by that
did
was...
Did you post the tips when you were doing
I had
gay conversion?
I had three nervous breakdowns in ministry.
Oh, no.
I was fighting...
Here is a man who's...
Nervous breakdowns.
He acts so holy.
Donald does not like his coming out.
And the pressures of... The complexities of all of it.
I think he should go into the background. I think he should be ashamed of himself.
Feeling very and was very unqualified.
She goes
got AIDS.
Go into the background.
What are you talking about?
That's his apology to Magic Johnson, by the way. That's when he's apologizing.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
My own personal struggles with ongoing same-sex attractions and pornography.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Although I went to
he never stops talking.
You are the biggest blabbermouth. Oh, my God.
How did he ever convert anybody? How did they stay conscious?
Exactly. No, true. That's a great point. I think they would forget their sexuality because they got so tired of listening to him.
Very long video from the start after I post it.
So, I hate what he does to words.
That's a great accent.
Yeah. Brandon, you want
to... Man, now this is okay, he's flying out of the closet. Look at his Facebook page, Trudy.
Oh my God! Look how many guys.
Are there a lot of frosted tips?
No, there's a lot of like bearded dudes, bears. Really?
Don't use bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
Like good for him. A lot of bears. Isn't that what they're bears?
Well,
yeah.
Sorry.
Think about
what's his name? McKay.
People
McKay
don't just
gang.
People don't just right. wade okay. out of the closet when they come out of the closet. They come flying out.
Ooh, breaking news! He had another.
I was so gay, but I couldn't tell anyone.
He had another Facebook Live.
Oh please.
Okay.
No.
Oh no.
it's extra sweaty. Maybe he just came from Doug. Maybe
people
he just came in Doug from the gym.
Time to. No, I was going to be joining.
God, he really loves looking at himself. Look at him, Trudy.
Oh, my hair looks terrible.
Hey, Brandon. Oh, my God.
But your tips are so frosted.
You like what you see.
See if anybody else. Hey, Matt.
Stop touching yourself.
The frosted tips are out of alignment.
I've got a shirt on. I'm feeling
rather naked. He likes
you
almost naked. That's cool,
morning,
man. Whatever.
Which is quite.
You get your
the
tips frosted. They're frosted in a certain way when your hair's combed a certain way. And then you work out with Doug. And they get all messed up.
Hi, Bill.
And it looks terrible.
Considering I had.
Looks like some madman.
Pretty tight.
Okay.
Some madman frosted my tips.
Overnight.
Oh, my God, again.
So
stop
had
talking.
A lot of people watch. A lot of y'all watched my.
No, shut up. Get
Facebook
to the point. Make some point. Make one damn point. God!
Doesn't do anything.
Please watch it.
I'm waiting.
Exactly. We need the boner line, Brandon.
Pretty tight.
As well as the.
Did you ever date anybody you were trying to convert?
He is not keeping his bod up.
That's why he was doing
really,
it, right?
This is really funny. Right before that, he put up a post. I'm late, about to do a live in about 5 minutes. He's giving out warnings and he's going to do a Facebook Live.
Yeah, then tune in about 20 minutes and you might be getting to a point. One, maybe.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God, he's the worst.
Do you think, though, that was him trying to find dates? Like he got into the profession just to prospect
for that? No, I said hi to people as soon as they popped on.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, but back when he was trying to be, when he was acting like he was straight, was he really, like, trolling for dudes?
Good question.
Hey, God.
Interesting to find out.
You get the pick of the litter?
So...
No,
I hope some people join, but that's all right if nobody does.
No, shut up. Get to the point.
He loves like being famous.
What I think he's
gay for fame.
But so this is kind of a cool story.
Shut up. Tell the story.
Back in the day,
let's hear the story.
My ministry days, my board thought it would be best if Julie would go to conferences with me, and if she couldn't go, that somebody would go with me.
This is not interesting.
And so, Julie was full on pregnant.
Oh, did you notice?
And could not.
No energy.
Get
her pregnant.
I don't remember what year.
We don't care. No one cares. No one cares about the story.
Do you notice everywhere he does a Facebook Live, there are crickets in the background? Real, actual crickets.
Yeah, because he's that.
You do that.
Very.
They show up. All right, Brandon, hit the boner line. We need to hear the boner line.
Good morning.
No more.
No.
He's got his shirt off in that one.
It's a quick one.
No more meandering.
All right.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Brandon, Trudy, Maz, Zeus.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey, Drew. I got to say, I noticed you might be a little obsessed with refractory periods. I can't help but notice that you're attributing a lot of men's decisions based on the refractory period. A lot of guys might just do things for a lot of different reasons. It doesn't always come down to the refractory period.
I think that guy's obsessed with them.
The August 27th podcast, exactly 19 minutes and 7 seconds in, Maz saying I'm sorry and Donald Sterling saying I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, pretty good.
Drew would be the Michael Phelps of unintentional word mispronunciation if it were an Olympic sport.
Doesn't he talk funny?
I think every podcast sucks compared to Drew and Mike.
That's high praise.
Drew, I'm calling about the email from Renee the Swinger. Email was so fake. She says she's smoking hot, yet her boobs are gigantic. It sounds like they're bigger than my head, which is a 7 5/8 fitted cap. I guarantee she is 100% a land monster. So fake.
Land
you
monster.
Vet your emails a little bit more closely, Drew. Come on.
Hi, baby.
Well, every time Drew goes upstairs and has Trudy read the reads, I expect him to come back down reanimated.
Are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
What the fuck? Give me 10 minutes of Mike Babonhead, eh? Over Righteous Rick any day.
You know, no doubt. Man, total bummer about Soul of Detroit.
Amen.
That's some BS, bruh. Sean Windsor kills it with those other two guys.
I agree.
For all these fucking years, every time I quote, ooh, it's fucking Babone.
Oh, it's not Babone.
That.
It's not Babone.
But I'm actually calling about Jeffrey Epstein chicks there. Like, where were their mothers?
Where was your mother?
Like, all these girls can get out of school and leave home for a weekend or weeks on end. I don't know how long they're gone for, but where were their mothers?
Oh, my mother.
So they suspended ML Elric's podcast, but what about this Emma Elric?
Who's that broad?
Don should forward that butthole pic he got from Andy Dick to that Deborah Messing
chick.
I think I saw his butthole.
Oh my God, Brandon, I cannot stop laughing. You really need to put something together where it's like, Lily, Zeus, please do it.
Lily, Abby, Maddie,
Joe, Annie,
Zeus,
Dweller H.
Dweller H.
Zeus.
That's great. I love it.
All right, you want to hit the outro? And I will mention the Soul of Detroit. I don't know what's going on. I all hopes are that it will be back. I really feel like it will be.
I don't care. I didn't care.
It's the last word.
I'm completely stunned. It's in pause mode. Yeah. It's really strange. I mean, that was.
I'm waiting.
If he hadn't been so diligent about getting it approved properly and doing all that stuff. I mean, I understand.
It was approved outside of this market.
There's a lot of red tape and stuff, but oh my God. And after all that work, we're hoping for the best. And I do think it'll be back. The Epstein comment, you know, about the mothers, I think that's always worth saying. I'm afraid sometimes that, like with Michael Jackson, we're the family, little families. It's like,
well, the anger gets misdirected.
I think it's. Well, plus, I don't know. Necessarily misdirected, but I think it misses the larger point because some people, especially when they like Michael Jackson, go, "His family's doing it."
What was Virginia Roberts like? Where was her mother? Where were they?
I think she lived with her father. Actually,
Didn't she have a broken home? I mean,
it's a horrible story.
Situations like that. Yeah,
there's no way she should have ever been allowed to.
Some of the girls in New York, it sounded like they did it on their way home from school half the time.
Well, you know, somebody's throwing money at a kid.
Yeah, they're not going to tell their parents.
No, they're not. And I know I'm sure there's other people that say, "Oh well, they knew what they were doing."
To fly in a plane to Lolita Island, I mean that takes a little more planning.
Naomi Campbell's birthday yacht cruise. I don't get it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Is he an example for children?
Dweller H.